Blog Talk Radio.
Going on, it's Pisces season, so I got a lot of Pisces around me. It's birthday season. So happy birthday to all my Pisces, but I got, man, it's a Pisces season, okay? And plus I'm emotional in Pisces season, you know, I'm like, I got all my emotions be like, woof, you know, thank goodness I am like ready for Aries season, okay? Welcoming it with open arms when it happens. And the spring, but even though in Dallas we didn't just skip the spring, I think we already had summer. All right, you guys, it is the CC show. I am here this week. I have no show. There is no show. I don't know if the show's going to last an hour, 2 hours. I just came on here because I need some hot topics to hit up with y'all and talk to y'all about that y'all want me to catch up on, so I'm going to catch up on some hot topics with y'all. And try to give y'all my little rant and opinion about things. I don't have an It's a Word today. I'm trying to think, okay, what has been going on? Did I watch the Oscars? People ask me that. No. You know what? I'm going to tell you the truth. I watched the Grammys this year, and I really didn't want to do that, but I really liked the Grammys. I ended up liking the Grammys. The Oscars, yeah, no. Like, I decided that, you know, I'm not. Used to be when I was young, I was excited for all that stuff. Now I'm just like, eh. So I don't get excited about the Oscars. Congratulations to everybody who won. Good for you. I don't get excited when black people win anymore. I don't get excited about anything because I don't think that's where our validation needs to be. Great for those who won. Oscars typically haven't worked out for black actors and actresses. I hope it works out for the people who won last night. But, yeah, no, I dipped. I just haven't been paying attention. I don't watch Oscars like that, okay? What else? Oh, man, I'm trying to think of what else you guys asked me. What else has been going on? Oh, my goodness, no award shows. I've hardly watched any of them. I'm going to tell you the truth. I become cynical about award shows, okay, since I find out so much of it. Like, so, I'm so, you know, I used to love them, but... Now I'm kind of, you know, maybe one day it'll come back and I'll be excited about these things again. But for right now, I'm just like, no, okay? But what else is going on out here? Okay, my last week and a half, it's been really good. It's been good. I've been, you know, going out a lot for people's birthdays. I have, oh, man, it's so much stuff. I mean, so many things have been happening. I mean, oh, my goodness. Nothing really exciting, But, you know, I'm just busy. That's why I just haven't had time to come on and decide, you know, give you guys a show. I know I sit, and, you know, sometimes I'll be, it's not only that, you know, that I'm busy, but sometimes I'll be tired. It'd be a lot of reasons, y'all. So, please forgive me. I'm back. We going to talk tonight about a lot of these hot topics out in these streets. Let's see. I'm trying to think. What are we going to say? See, because I really don't have a show tonight. I hate when I don't have a show because I be thinking I have so much to talk to y'all about, but when I get on, I be like, ooh, what was I going to talk to y'all? So here's what we'll do. We getting ready to take a break. We're going to start off the break early, and then we're going to come back and get right into the hot topics I want to talk about this week. I did see some of the Jazz in the Gardens video. Oh, my God, they were really good. It looked pretty good. I had thought about it at the last minute, going to the Jazz in the Gardens, but then I was like, no. No, I had my eye on something that I may go to, and so I'm like, no. But it looked really good. It really looked good. I mean, there were so many, performers. Was that Fantasia new? Was that a new video? She really did it. Was that Fantasia, or was that an old video from last year? I can't remember. I don't know. But I saw Tamia. Tamia looked good, really good. Tamia always looks good. I love me some Tamia, okay? And there was, is October London there? I saw his video. And, you know, this is a time I'm really starting to like October London. I don't like people who say I don't like him naming his album the Revisit of Marvin. I say to people, always be careful with that because spiritually you don't want to invoke them spirits that he, because, you know, you talking about the Revisiting of Marvin and them spirits he had might come revisit you. For real, spirits are entities, and they move around and about and move and everything. People have a hard time. But when I was at Oral Roberts University, you would see people with demonic energies and stuff, even at a Christian school, all the time. And I believe in casting out spirits and stuff like that. And I had this girl I knew. I prayed for her. And listen, let me tell you something. She has spirits. But here's one thing. You always have to be careful about praying and stuff for people because, you know, afterwards, sometimes she was so grateful that the spirits will attach onto you, that people will attach onto you. But you always have to protect yourself in the spirit realm from the spirits coming on you and stuff like that. So that's why I say you can't play with the spiritual, because some spirits attach on to people, and it's a very real thing. I know a lot of people don't believe that, but for spiritual people, they do, and I've seen it, and they attach on to people. And when you were saying, I am the reinvention, I'm the revisitation of Marvin Gaye, I'm like, do you know what Marvin Gaye, the energies and spirits he had to deal with in this realm? I wouldn't say that if I was you. Maybe a tribute to Marvin, an ode to Marvin. But I wouldn't say the revisit. But he doesn't look anything like Marvin. I liked some of the performance I've seen. I am really loving that song. There's two songs on there I like. The Mulholland Drive song and the, what's the one? Don't Put Down That Drink. Oh, that's a sexy song. Woo! Just got sexy energy to it. Okay, so yeah, I'm starting to like him. So I want to catch something where he's gonna be at this, so I can see how his performance is in person. I liked what I saw. You know, I've seen him though on a couple of shows. People have had videos up. What else? Who else did I see? Babyface. Babyface looked like he was really good. You know, Babyface is a good concert. I've seen Babyface like three times, and he was good every time. he was dope. I loved it, okay? And, of course, Maxwell was there. Maxwell had on a white suit. Maxwell, I liked your white suit. Okay, I see why he's doing this now. I kind of get it now. I'm like, why is he doing these suits, these big suits? Okay, I think I see why. But he doesn't have to. He's still a skinny guy. But I think Maxwell is not a dude that's used to, I don't know. Like, he may be getting because he's older guy, so he may be getting a little bit of maybe something he's trying to hide. But, oh, my God, he still looks so good. He does not have to do that. You get the proper people. he still looks good. His body still looks good. He's still a handsome guy. So I don't even know what, I mean, I like the suit better, I guess. But he did really, really good. His performances be so good and so flawless that, you know, you be overlooking the clothes. But he went out in the audience. I have never seen Maxwell go out in the audience. I was like, what? Look at that. Oh, wow. Now, he's funny to me because I said he might be really shy because what I know. But then I thought, no, he's not, because he was going out in the audience and he was hardly looking at the people in the eye. He was, like, going up and down. I mean, he looked at them real quick, but he kept going, you know, touching people's hand and stuff like that. But then I remember, I was about to say he was shy, but then I remember seeing two concert footages from Maxwell when his hair was quite short. This is must be the other twin, what I like to call the King's twin, like from 2010 to around about 2018, where he had a short cut, and he looked like he was the bad boy twin. Okay, the bad boy twin. If you look at concert footage where women had tried and was trying to hug on him and stuff, I mean, like, women was looking in his face, and he wasn't acting shy as the bad boy twin. He only acted shy as the Afro twin. And I found that fascinating. I was like, what is this? Wait a minute. At first I was like, oh, maybe he really is shy. And then I was like, no. Remember, he a little Playboy twin. I think both of them are Playboys, but one is plays shy Playboy, and one plays like maybe Brooklyn, slight suave twin. That like, who was that drink he used to drink? That whiskey, what is it called? Hibiki or something? That expensive ass whiskey. That shit is hot. Like. That shit is really hot. But, yeah, so I think you get two different people. And so I was like, oh, that's a Gemini for you. But I never saw him go in the audience before, so I liked that. That was cool. That was kind of cute. Yeah, you know, y'all know I love me some Maxwell, so that was great. That was cool to see that, okay? All right, so what else? Okay, I did just watch a little bit of the New Edition residency in Vegas. We was talking about going to it. We was going to go. Them tickets is too damn high, New Edition. When I've been seeing y'all little funky asses out here for $300 and $400 up close. I was like, child, you got the wrong. I ain't going to the wind. So I had to see the new prices of the residency in July, because it's the one in July coming up. They're going to have another residency for like a week. I mean, you know what I'm saying? And I would maybe, you know, hey, inflation, it's inflation out in these streets, okay? I'd rather catch y'all at the Cincinnati Fest if I'm going to if I'm going to pay some money, because it's cheaper. Because I'm like, what? But the show looks dope. Like, they started off with, Jackson 5. Oh, my God, it was hot. And they had the Jackson 5, I think, dancing behind them. You could see little pictures of Janet when she was little. I said, oh, if you got my Janet up there, y'all doing good. But, yeah, it looked really nice. I saw about six, seven songs in. I saw because somebody taped a lot of it. So I saw a lot of it. Oh, my God, it was really good, okay? But New Edition is always good. Of course, you know Bobby. Somebody said, y'all better hurry up and go see New Edition because Bobby looked like he be getting tired. Actually, I thought Bobby had more energy in the show I saw. But, listen, it's so But, listen, Bobby always does that. I mean, as long as I've been seeing New Edition in the older years, Bobby used to be the one. Listen, if you used to see New Edition in the young years like I did, I used to see New Edition back in the day, the middle day, and the day. And Bobby, trust me, Bobby can be tired right now because Bobby used to be the wildest mother soul on stage, okay? He was the wildest one, okay? Bobby, even in the era of where they sing, "Girl, I'm leaving you again, and I thought I'd tell you in a ooh, my secret," even in those days. Bobby was always off course, grinding to the audience and everything, and we were like 15-year-old girls, right? Bobby was always off course, okay? So Bobby's been always been the show. So Bobby can be tired right now if he wants to. Even seeing Bobby Brown in the hype up close of Bobby Brown's era, okay? Like when it was Bobby Brown, "I want to rock with you, baby," Ronin. I remember I was going to the concert, and the Roni video was out, and I was like, I had like first row tickets. And my grandfather said, "I better not catch your ass up on it. You better not have your ass up on that stage." I'm like 17, 16, 17. I can't get on stage. Didn't you see what he doing up on that stage? No, but I was right up close, and I got to see the Roni, Bobby in his height. Bobby's always been a great performer. Trust me. I mean, really great. Better performance than vocally. Bobby had good vocals back then. Bobby still got them. You know, he get rusty every now and then. But Bobby has been he's been a performer all his life, okay? So if Bobby wants to come out on stage and just, you know, kind of move slow, I get it, because he's been the show. I mean, if you've been watching New Edition from the beginning, like me, all the way down through the years, child, you know that Bobby B was the show, okay? And I'm an Emmy for life. I can tell you New Edition stories, okay? I got it, baby. Okay? So, yeah. I'm a true New Any fan. And, yes, Bobby has always been that guy. So it's worth it to me to see them somewhere. I don't know Vegas, because if they don't come down on the tickets, because I think tickets were like $1,500. It was something crazy. Okay? I say, I don't know. I got to think that through. Y'all better quit playing. So, yeah. So that was interesting. So it was interesting to see that stuff. See all that going on. And what else? That's it. I think that's it. You know, as I get in go into the show, we'll probably start talking about more stuff, okay, that I want to get into and stuff, okay? But right now we're going to take a break, and when I come back, we're going to get into all this news and these hot topics and, you know, all that stuff. Okay, so let's start off with the SOS band, Just Be Good to Me. It's the CC Show. I'm Carlotta. Yes, it's late night, you're hearing me. Typical, right? All right, so here we go. Be back in a moment.
every day like the first day. Still get butterflies, oh yeah. Middle of the night, we all the way. Baby, baby. Ain't no looking around, I'm first place. So I love him even more on his worst day. He's always there for me. And I don't know why, he don't ever give up. Put me on and above, yeah. But every time he does, I'm right back at her. I keep on falling in love.
That I really wanted to be talking about talking to y'all about this week. So let me pick out my first one, okay? Wait a minute, what's this? Hold on, did I get the right one, y'all? Ooh. Okay. Let's see. I just accidentally got this article, and it's like, oh, my God, it was really good. Okay, let me see. Hold on. Y'all, okay, so y'all been hearing the stuff about Kate Middleton, okay, in the royal family. Kate apparently has been missing out in these streets, okay? No, that's what some of y'all are saying, okay? And there's all kind of rumors out here about what could be going on with Kate Middleton. You know, there has been crazy rumors from allegedly she could have been a victim of abuse. That she could be allegedly having, she's sicker than she, you know, than people think. Now, years ago, I heard some tea on Kate Middleton, and I said, you know what? The person who I heard it from, basically, I was like, nah. And I'm not going to tell what the tea is, but it's, trust me, it has been out there, but, this seems like this is not surprising to me, okay, if this stuff is what's going on. Okay, so this week apparently they try to put out a picture to shut all y'all mofos down out there trying to figure out where Kate is, trying to do investigations and stuff, trying to figure out where Kate Middleton is. Y'all forget these as rumors. And they don't like y'all asking questions, okay? So here we go. Let's take a listen to this report, okay, from Fox News, all right?
Her mysterious surgery almost 2 months ago. The Associated Press telling newsrooms to delete the photo from their system, saying the image had apparently been manipulated. Princess posting on X, quoting here, Like many amateur photographers, I do occasionally experiment with editing. I wanted to express my apologies for any confusion the family photograph we shared yesterday caused. I hope everyone celebrating had a very happy Mother's Day. Yesterday, of course, was Mother's Day in England. Let's bring in Neil Shaw, UK media correspondent and royal reporter who has covered the royal family for more than 20 years. Neil, great to have you on. So the picture was supposed to quiet the rumors about Kate. It turned the volume up to 11. How is Kate, what's the status of the story?
Well, I'm surprised, actually, Trace. She's not been sent to the Tower of London already. I mean, it's kind of like, you know, a 42-year-old woman with busy three children accidentally does a bit of photoshopping and, wow, you know, we've got to go. First of all, I do feel that certain agencies, in particular AP, for instance, they're bullying this woman into sort of like, we need to know more about you. The bottom line is, what has she done wrong? And for these agencies to say slight manipulation, it's not like she's changed her face from the beautiful Kate Middleton into a 1930s Mae West portrait or something. What has she really done? She's done, you know, got a few bits wrong. I think a lot of people over here are thinking at first there's something more sinister behind this. And now, if you think about it, the big thing actually is it's wiped the Oscars off, hasn't it?
Okay, you know, they always send out, they press people to try to help this situation along. Listen, we know that royal family, y'all mess over there, okay? So I don't know, we don't know what the hell's going on with Kate. But let me just say this, too. What's her name? What's cute? What's the little girl over here? Little, got the prince up in the chicken coop. What's that girl's name? Sorry that I forgot her. Megan. Now, one thing I will say, now, I ain't never say the royals wasn't crazy. I'm just saying, good thing you and him over here in this chicken coop right now, okay? Don't be going over there, girl. Don't let him convince you to go back over there. Now, I'm telling you, I've already told y'all what y'all need to do. Settle into America. Start acting like celebrities instead of royals. It'll be all good, okay? But right now, Kate's missing. Child, you got to listen here. You got that Scorpio in charge and that Cancer. Ain't William a Cancer? Up for King next? Shit, y'all want to stay clear, okay? That's all I'm saying. I'll just tell y'all. And there's been a lot of rumors out here. I just hope the woman's okay. Now, listen, it doesn't make sense to manipulate a photograph when people are thinking you missing, girl. People thinking you out here. Something done happened to you. They didn't think that y'all already, some people even saying y'all already dead. That's all kinds of, you're in ICU. You can't talk. You can't do nothing. All these things. It's been all kind of rumors. Okay, the last thing you want to do is manipulate a photo because people going to catch it. They're going to be like, is that really her? And you really going to cause a conspiracy theorist and the Illuminati theorist out here to go crazy, okay? So, yeah, this is very strange, but, yeah, I'm not surprised this kind of drama is breaking out, especially with the Taurus going, because the Taurus kept control. She kept that situation. She kept y'all in check, okay? Her and that crazy Gemini she was married to, they kept it in control. All right, so, yeah, all right, so I was just saying, y'all, you know, here's what y'all better figure it out really quick and let that girl walk her outside and wave at somebody or something, okay? It's just crazy. All right, so this is an article from Newsweek. It's saying migrants convicted of violent crimes get free lawyer under California bill. Illegal immigrants are getting free lawyers. Well, you know, I can see that in America because we get representation. We give representation to people. But I feel like you do a crime, but in America that is one of the things that everybody needs to be represented. Now, if his ad, my personal opinion is to deport his ass and serve his time over there. I mean, because American jails is probably going to be like a walk in the park, depending on where he's from, all right? But it's saying a bill, this is according to Newsweek, it's saying a bill proposed to California state legislature would allow grant money to be provided to migrants convicted of violent crimes. Now, they California, what they dumbass, want to take out, not all y'all dumb, but you know your government, your state government, wants to take out a special, like, money. Have you seen California? Have you seen some of the L.A. actually got blocks of tent cities, like people living out in tents. San Francisco's downtown is looking like homeless row, drug addict row. Are y'all serious? Anyway, California Assembly members Reginald Julian Sawyer, Los Angeles Democrat, introduced legislation in February that would amend the state's One California program, which provides grants to nonprofits and programs providing legal services for immigrants who otherwise may struggle to afford. So, oh, God, this is wild, okay? The proposed changes to the program come as immigration remains a major sticking point in national politics amid a rise in asylum seekers crossing the U.S.-Mexican border. There were more than 2.4 million encounters at the U.S.-Mexico border during the 2023 fiscal year, up roughly from 1.7 million in 2021, according to U.S. Customs and Border Protection data. Republicans have pushed for more stringent border protections aimed at limiting the number of migrants able to enter the U.S., while Democrats have said the country has an obligation to hear asylum seekers' cases, largely supporting more protections for immigrants. Wow. John Sauer bill, if it becomes law, would make a number of changes to how this grant money could be spent. All the problems they have in California, and they want to spend money on non-citizens. One change proposed in the bill is that it will no longer be restricted for migrants who have been convicted of a violent crime, the bill text reads. Existing laws prohibit use of the grant funds to provide legal services to an individual who has been convicted of or is currently appealing a conviction for a violent or a serious felony. This bill will remove that prohibition. I don't know why I can't talk right now. To pronounce that word on the use of funds for those individuals. The bill reads. Notably, some studies have suggested immigrants are less likely to commit crimes than natural-born U.S. citizens. Oh, please. They always say that stuff, okay, but you don't know who these – and that's because a lot of times the press, there has been a lot of crimes created – yes, Americans do crimes too, but illegal immigrants come over and do crimes. It's been known that some of these places emptied out their jails, okay? Don't be stupid. This is about cheap labor in America and capitalism, and that is why Donald Trump is right now the Republican nominee and probably getting ready to win the election. Y'all do know that. Unless something crazy happens, unless they do something crazy, which they not capable of here. Okay? But, yes, it's a wild scenario, okay? But very interesting how California is trying to start a fund to help illegal immigrants when they got homelessness and all kinds of trauma going on in the state of California, okay? They wild. It's wild, okay? Let me see if I can find this. Okay. Okay, it says, this is an article about Best Actress continues to taint the Oscar diversity. While having the five past winners present the acting categories once again went over well at the 2024 Oscars like it did in 2009, the Best Actress category will present a challenge toward optics. Okay, did this already happen? Who won Best Actress? Let's see. I don't even know today. Emma Stone. Oh, and she won. Okay, she won over the girl, the Native American girl. That's probably why they're talking about it. Well, I'm not surprised about that. I'm not surprised. You know, black people have been telling y'all about the Oscars for years, okay? But everybody's against black Americans. That's how it goes. Even Native Americans. No. Because a lot of times we see, here's a nasty truth. I was just reading an article the other day about this, and people don't like to talk about this. And I, you know, I'm getting ready to watch Flower. Was the Flower show, Flower Moon? And I was like, dang, none of their previews. They had, I didn't see a black person around. I said, is that realistic? But I got to see the movie, see what it actually is. But here's the thing. I heard the other day someone try to compare. And this isn't amazing to have a pissing contest about who was treated the worst, but people tend to do that with black America who's had 260 years of slavery, 100 years of Jim Crow, and still fighting racism and all this stuff. When people try to bring up, I heard this person try to bring up the Native Americans, I'm like, we're a lot like you guys. I said, yes, and you own slaves too, black people. They did own European slaves and other things, but they also participated in the slave trade. It's a dirty little thing that black people don't like to talk about. You know how a lot of us didn't have Native American blood? You know why? Sometimes they was helping us. That's what I used to think. That's what the story I used to think. Because I read that story. That they would help, and that would happen in some cases. They would help. But a lot of times it's because they own slaves. Now, some of y'all like to think y'all was the indigenous people. I don't know. I ain't got, but listen, I'm just telling y'all. And there was some Native Americans that would be captured. Like, people say, well, Native Americans were slaves at one time and all this stuff. I'm like, kind of like peasants, like Europeans were slaves. Peasantry, it's way different from American slavery. And a lot of times people have that, do say that, because they try to diss black Americans and stuff like that. So I don't sometimes, even though we as black people be trying to tell y'all how America's racist and stuff like that, sometimes I don't like to kind of go in sometimes for other groups because they don't consider themselves, I mean, they don't see the same fire in our struggle. So, yeah, I get it, but I'm not surprised by it. That's why I don't watch the Oscars. I've stopped watching them, right? Because I'm not surprised by that, okay? I'm not surprised whatsoever, okay? But was she up for Best Actress? I know somebody, I don't know. I don't know who was up for it and who's not, but I just saw that and thought it was an interesting article. But there's a lot more. I'm going to have to talk about that, the diversity thing and stuff like that. Black people, I feel like sometimes our advocate, we have to be careful, and that doesn't mean we can't help other people in their causes or care for other people's causes. We have to be very careful about comparing people's advocacy to ours because it's so much different. We've had so much of a different road in America. But very interesting, I thought, there. Okay, so here's this article I found interesting, too. It's another lens into rightward shift of black and Hispanic Americans. This is another tricky article, too. This is from, who is this from? Washington Post. Now, what I will say about this article is, you know, they love to put black people and Hispanic, whatever that is, okay? Because there's a lot of, I already told y'all there are different groups. And Hispanic, they don't think a lot. There is no, I already tell black people, black Americans, you're still the biggest minority in the country because you're not, they're counting people who have similar languages or something like that all together but are very different groups. That's like counting us and counting Nigerians. We're very different groups, okay? So, But I hate when they put this about Hispanics and black people shifting to Republicans because it's not a big deal about Hispanics. A lot of Latinos are more conservative and vote more conservative, way more than us, 30 to 40%, okay, vote conservative because they're Catholic background and other reasons. So it's not saying, oh, yeah, black people hardly ever vote for the other group, like 90-some percent. I think Donald Trump got the biggest vote last couple, four years ago. But this time they're talking about how it's a huge shift over into Trump. So let's look at this article. It says one of the recurring rebuttals to Donald Trump's endless claims that the 2020 election was stolen was that, contrary to his insinuations, swing state cities were not hotbeds of voter fraud. In fact, they often supported Joe Biden at smaller margins than they had Hillary Clinton 4 years ago. Okay. That changed in some of the most racial racially diverse places in the country, combined with the shift in heavily Hispanic parts of the country to Trump, were early hints that the conventional wisdom about the race and party was being undercut. In the years since, we've seen more evidence that black and Hispanic Americans in particular are less hostile to the Republican Party and Trump than they used to be. The question then is, how much less? And specifically for Democrats looking towards November, how alarming is that shift for Biden's reelection campaign? Last month, Gallup released the data showing how the two-party margin between black and Hispanic Americans has shifted dramatically since 2020. I don't believe Hispanics have shifted dramatically. Maybe they went up to 50%, 60%. They voted in the last election 30-some percent for Donald Trump. Because they need to stop this falsity, okay? Latinos vote Republican. Not the majority, but a lot of them, okay? Way more than us, okay? It says black Americans were 66 points more likely to identify as Democrats than Republicans, and Hispanic Americans were 28 points, see, more likely to do so. Last year, those numbers were 47 points to 12 points, respectively. Okay, so now it's changed hugely. That's a shift to the right, 19 points among black Americans and 16 among Hispanics. And let me tell you something about black people. A lot of black people ain't going to tell you they're going in there and marching Trump. They're going to be just going in there and Well, on Monday, the Financial Times' John Byrne Murdoch published an assessment that looked at his phenomenon more closely. Among the patterns he noted was that black Americans who identify as ideologically conservative, which I've always said for years, a group that used to vote Democratic anyway, has shifted in recent years to vote more heavily Republican. Now, I will say this. Black people tend to ideology be more close to conservatives in their mind shifts, like church, because of church and all this stuff. But, you know, they voted Democrats because the Democrats have been the nicer races. So, you know, that's what you have there. But it says, looking at the cooperative election study, he found that since 2012, black conservatives went from mostly supporting Democrats to being more likely to support Republicans. That's true, but there are some important caveats. Among them, black Americans are less likely to identify as conservatives than other groups. Below, you can see the same data that Byrne Murdoch was considering, broken out by ideology in columns and year. Each dotted scale to percentage of racial group. Okay, it says, notice the role representing black Americans is more heavily weighted to the liberal moderate than other groups, those groups that have shifted to the left or has a percentage of charts down. That's true among racial groups, too. Yes, conservatives within those groups move right, but liberals move left, okay? Byrne Murdoch points to the fact that younger black Americans, like younger Americans overall, are more likely to identify as independents than as partisans. This is true. He suggests that part of the shift is that younger black Americans didn't live through the Civil Rights era, during which much of the loyalty of black Americans to the Democratic Party emerged. But there are others. Understood factors, too, like the younger black Americans are less likely to attend church, which, thanks to co-commitment decline and social pressure, correlates to political independence. Listen, I am not surprised by any of this. Black people just are starting to see if, you know, and it took us too long to see, okay, that you cannot keep doing the same thing and not expect to get the same results. And that's what we've been doing. And we really, there's so much, we really not, I was listening to Yvette Cornell the other week, and she had a really good show on. She was talking about politics. And I don't agree with everything they say, but I agree with a lot of things that she talks about. She was saying how we really have to learn to do politics. I'm a spiritual person, too. I believe in the spirit realm and everything. I believe in manifestation and all that stuff first. Because if you really manifest and you really spiritually, you're going to want to understand politics, okay? Because if you're really in a spiritual realm, you're going to understand that politics is a part of your everyday life, okay? The water you drink, the food you eat, the lights that you have on. You know what I'm saying? You're going to see how politics runs the world, baby. And we can't afford to be a dumb people when it comes to politics. And I think we have for so long been fed through our leaders and through, and listen, and that's part of coming from certain Afrocentric cultures, because if you look at certain things of Africans and stuff like that, you can trace some things with us and stuff like that. We've been fed a lot of things and not sometimes learn to think for ourselves politically. Like even if you listen to all of our radio shows and stuff that comes on, they all lean Democrat. They don't give you a choice to think about, like you can definitely tell what they are when you listen to them, right? They don't give you a choice to listen to both things. And it's partly why my disdain has happened so much for the Democrats over the years, because not that I don't like that I like the Republicans that much better, but I really have a disdain for them because how there has been this we have, and it's not their fault. It's because we've let them slide on so much, and we keep voting for them, and we keep voting for black people who are, we send black people up there who do nothing for us. Some of their districts look the same as when they got in Congress and the Senate 50 years ago. And that is crazy. So we are getting big blowback and big problems because we have not understood the political atmosphere in which we've inherited as Americans, and black Americans with a very different story, which is slavery and Jim Crow and segregation and racism, okay? So when we don't understand that politically and we're being force-fed, people telling us how to vote, black leaders are telling us how to vote via white liberals, we have a problem. Instead of telling our people, hey, this is how politics works. I say, I've gotten to the point where I don't trust politicians. I don't even care about you hugging a baby. I just want to know what you're going to do and how that affects me. And if I want to tell you what I need you to do, and that's the only relationship we need to have, because we got to understand that politicians are tricky. Two things move politicians. I don't care how nice they are. And that's not all politicians, but you got to think of all of them like that. Two things move them, money and votes. And that's how you can't go in there talking about, and it's my friend. No, you got to go in there understanding, I don't care who it is. And he's been a long time civil rights leader back in 1925. No. What have you done? Results. Treat them, we've treated people too much like friends, and it's burnt us so much. And so I think that's why more and more people are moving towards other ideas and voting and stuff like that. Not surprised whatsoever, okay? Again, just not surprised by that, all right? Let's see what else I want to talk to y'all about. Okay. Okay, we're going to get into the celebrity portion of the thing. I mean, we're going to be going back and forth with different stories, okay? But, okay, what story I have up first for y'all? Child, let's talk about it. Let me see, where am I at? Can give y'all Okay, y'all talked about Rihanna last week. Rihanna was ripped for y'all was talking about her for giving this performance for in India. This is from the New York Post. It says Rihanna ripped for lazy performance at Indian billionaire's bash despite being paid $6 million. Somebody said she's a scammer. Okay. Haters say she didn't work. This is their article. Rihanna has been panned for her lazy and boring performance at pre-wedding bash for Indian billionaire Anant Abane. I hope I'm saying it right. Despite reports, she was paid $6 million for the 90-minute appearance. The SOS singer, 36, took the stage to lavish to the lavish event at Jamnagar, India, on Friday, performing in front of some of the world's richest and most powerful people. Is it Bill Gates is there, Mark Zuckerberg, Ivanka Trump are among attendees who have jetted into the city, okay? The young, I guess, Ambani, 28, is the youngest son of India's biggest business tycoon, Reliance Industries Chairman Mukesh Ambani. When you see that many powerful people together, child, there's something else going on, but that's all right. Listen, let me just say this. I saw some of the videos of Rihanna performing. Here's what I'll say. And you're seeing this a little bit with Cardi B right now, okay? And listen, I'm not trying to diss you young ladies or anything. Please, it's a wonderful thing to have children and have family and all that stuff. But what I want you to understand is, like, career-wise, you got to understand, pay attention to people around you when they're taking out your energy. That's why I think Cardi B is having such a hard time. She said she was having a lot of fear and stuff like that for her new album. But I also believe she's been drained. I mean, she's a mother of two, right? She's also been married to a guy she's been on and off with, on and off, and the instability in that. And this all happened at the very start, the most important moments of her career, okay? The big parts of her career. I mean, and, like, now she is struggling, even though y'all all know her by name recognition. Everybody probably go see her again. But it's a struggle, Bunny, to get back. It's struggle. It's struggle because life done happen and shit. Right? You know what I'm saying? Now you're dealing with Negroes and babies. Wow, mommy, and all this stuff. And now you got this, you got married and all this stuff. It's a lot. So let's talk about Rihanna over there with ASAP Rocky. She's a Pisces, too, okay? I don't know when y'all going to get the album, Navy. I'm going to just say that, okay? Hey, I can't talk about Navy, listen, I ain't going to dog y'all because, listen, I'm over here in the Maxwell camp. We ain't seen no, we don't see albums. I mean, they come every blue moon. I think we actually passed, are we actually past the 8 year? We on the 8 year mark. Whoa! He's going 8 years without an album. Wait a minute, it's normally seven. Seven, I think, is the most it's been. Oh, shit, hold on, sideboard. I just realized this is 8 without Night. It's been 8 years, and we still ain't got up Night. We still, I'm in the zone and all that stuff. What? Remember the one he tried to feel no shame? What's the same? Shame, son. Picture, what is it? Take a picture. I can't forget the deal. Fuck the shame. Feel no shame. Picture. What? Oh, damn it, I forgot the words. We ain't really got there's no album. wait a minute. He's with BMT. Is he with BMT? Okay, listen here. BMT, come, listen here. Who the fuck? BMT. Wait a minute. I'm going to get back to Rihanna in just a second. But let me, I got to take this sideboard. BMG, come close. If you're listening, who the fuck is over there letting Maxwell get away with this shit? He's getting away with our Sony. Who's over there? Who's the A-Rep? Talking about, just take your time, Maxwell. It's okay. It's okay. You don't have to release it yet. Who's over there bullshitting? Have his ass put this album out? I heard a rumor that one time, I don't know if it's true, this is a rumor that was a long time ago, that for Sony to get Pretty Wings, is this true? I don't know. Somebody told me this. I heard a lot of rumors before that album, for that album. Some of y'all rumors was crazy. But this one I heard was like, somebody said, no, this is the real deal, what had to happen. That he was doing this with the Pretty Wings album? It says the Pretty Wing, the one with Pretty Wing, the first one in the trilogy, that they had to threaten. Is it true? I'm not sure. Allegedly, they had to threaten to sue his ass to get to get it. Like, BMG, you might have to do the same. No, I'm just kidding. What is the deal? Like, 8 years? And he's going around on night tours. It's hilarious. You gotta love it. I mean, you know, he's so cute and he's so talented. He can get away with that shit. Like, he can get away with coming around and being like, yeah, seems pretty weird. And people be there cheering and singing. And like, it's like, shit. Do you understand? He's the music tender swindler. He hasn't really given up nothing. That's what I'm going to start calling him. The music tender swindler. He has all the girls come to the show, smiles, flirts with you a little bit in the audience. You? Ways. That's how I'm going to get y'all. I'll be at the next show. I will be at the next one. I promise you, Knight will be out by then. And we never get it. You're just getting tender swindler in the music, waiting. Like, what's going to be the next one? It's okay. It's okay. And you talk to some of his fans. They'd be like, it's okay. He can take his time. It's okay. We want him to be okay. I'm like, you tender swindler brawls. You're getting tender swindler. He done put you on a cruise and tender swindled you. This is what Rihanna's doing, okay? Oh, my God. Another musical tender swindler. But these Pisces, they really be tender swindlers. Gemini, they'll come through when they ready. But this Rihanna is tender swindling, okay, now? Rihanna done had two babies. She looked like she was pregnant again. I'm not sure. I'm not trying to diss you, Rihanna. But, listen, are you coming back? Are you going to create music? But you know what happens with a Pisces? When you give a Pisces $1 billion, from other things, like makeup and stuff, she might chill for a long time. She may never come. She may never come back. She's got $1 billion. And ASAP Rocky's over there. She got two kids. I mean, I don't know what the deal is. It's like she, but at least Rihanna, one thing I give Rihanna, okay, Rihanna's put out a lot of good music. She's had her hype. She's done all, she's like Beyonce. Beyonce, but not quite like Beyonce, because I question some things a little bit, ASAP. But, you know, Beyonce, for real, yeah, I mean, I understand her ass. Fault and rest. And even though she be out here doing money grabs and money runs and trying to be selling off perfume, slanging country music, which we're going to talk about a little later on. Beyonce be slanging Adidas. Beyonce been slanging Adidas, House of Darion. I mean, shit, now hair stuff, high-ass shampoo. I mean, Beyonce just a slanger, just selling. But that's a whole nother story, okay? But Rihanna's out here musically tender swindling, y'all. Like, my favorite, tender swindling us. But we the man paid the $6 million gladly because he could say, hey, I had Rihanna at the event. You know, like, we give our little money gladly to the concert because he's like, oh, no, he's so cute. He smiles and he's got those cute little eyes. Oh, my God, and his teeth are straight. Oh, and the beard. Oh, he grew back out the beard, too. I was like, oh, I thought we were done with the beard era. I thought the beard era was over. It's not. But, yes, but it was, yeah. So we can tender swindle. It's okay. fuck them Rihanna fans. We understand how you feel over here in Maxwell fan land. Okay? We understand. You're seeing her at an Indian concert performing for $6 million. You're like, bitch, is this what's get you out? $6 million is how what much we got to pay to get the album. Right? I mean, she faked y'all out with that song on Black Panther, acting like she's about to come out. She faked y'all out with still selling clothes with the Fendi little commercial, infomercial she had. I don't know if y'all ever going to get it, okay? I don't know. I think we might eventually get it. I keep saying my bet is 2030 or 2036, but y'all might not ever get it because I know how them Pisces roll, okay? Y'all might get a single per year. Oh, my goodness. Okay, y'all. When we come back, we're going to talk about Ashanti and these streets still trying to deny, I mean, well, not deny, but act like they ain't announced the pregnancy when we see her ass running around here performing with a big tummy. And we know, one thing we know about Ashanti, that body stay on point, okay? So we got to talk about that and a whole lot more when we get back. Meanwhile, y'all, let's listen to Raphael Sadiq, Never Give You Up. I'll be back in a moment.
Just too damn good, so I can tell the world. for the very best in government, politics, celebrity entertainment, music news, tune into the Carlotta Chatwood Show right here on Block Talk Radio.
All right, y'all, we are back on the Carlotta Chatwood Show. Listen, y'all, you know, these celebrities going to be out here tender swindling, okay? They need them checks like we do. They're like, we can get 2 seconds to buy it. I'm like, okay, like you know, so this is so funny. This week, you know, me and my I always have, you know, these discussions with my girlfriends and stuff like that. And my girlfriend was like, yeah, so what Maxwell show are you teasing me? Like, I said, you don't got but 2 shows like that I see. And she said, she's like, so, are you going? I was like, I was thinking about Cincinnati. You know, I was like, maybe I'll do the Cincinnati. But I don't know yet. I haven't decided. I said, depends on how my boob is feeling. And she was like, oh, they look like they're doing fine. I said, what do you mean they look like they're doing fine? She said, because this is how you get them pushed up in the picture. But they push back up. They do it good. But that was hilarious. I was like, okay. But so yeah, she said, my boobies feeling good. If you're feeling fine, I'm here. I'm hoping my boobies are feeling good. By the summer. They're feeling better. So by the summer, yes, I will be out here getting tender, joining the ranks of you other Maxwell girls who get tender swindled. Y'all don't want to tell y'all truth. But I'm going to tell my truth. I'm okay with that. I'm a sucker. I can admit it, okay? Damn. Like, it's like my strip club or something. You know what I'm saying? Like, good sin, I'm getting tender swindled. Even though I be rolling my eyes like, they got this thing pretty wings. What do we got on tonight? But I'm still enjoying the tender swindle. So, Rihanna fans, you know what I'm saying? Enjoy the video. She's out there. At least you know she still sings a song or two for the right price. Okay? That's how all these celebrities are going to be doing, all right? All right. Ashanti, okay? Child, Ashanti's mother, this is according to, hotnewshiphop.com. It's saying Ashanti's mother seemingly confirms pregnancy rumors, claims it's public but not announced. Okay, it says rumors that Ashanti and Nelly are expecting their first child together have been floating around for months now, but the pair has yet to confirm the big news. While some fans have treated the alleged pregnancy as common knowledge, others have pointed out that Ashanti appears to be doing her best to keep it under wraps. Despite her rocking oversized fits in her latest performances, supporters speculate that the songstress is sporting a growing bump these days, which they think she's trying to conceal. She is not concealing it. During a recent interview with Anton Edwards, Ashanti's mother, Tina Douglas, tried to clear up ongoing confusion. When congratulated for her daughter's rumored pregnancy, Douglas clarified that it hasn't been officially announced. The host then apologized, noting that she believed the news was public. It is public. Don't get it twisted, Douglas says, but it hasn't been officially announced. Child, please. I don't know if this whole hide your pregnancy is some sort of new shit y'all do. Like, hide it, but don't really hide it so you can keep people talking. Like Haley Bailey, you know what I'm saying? Girl, I don't believe you for a second time. I was trying to hide my pregnancy because you know I didn't want to take the next advantage. You was on playing games. You was hiding something. You was concealing, wearing big dresses. You was not concealing your pregnancy, and people talked about you all during your pregnancy. You know what I believe you mofos really be trying to conceal your pregnancy? When you don't be seen. Like, if you just say, man, I'm going to go away. Like the old folks used to do back in the day when you used to get pregnant. Back in the day when you was pregnant out of wedlock in the 1950s or something. Let me tell you, little millennial or something, what they used to do. They used to send you out of town. You know, they send you away for the summer. And when you come back for the summer, they'd be like, girl, where you been all summer? Where Annie Mae been all summer? Annie Mae done had that baby, girl. Because they don't want you, they don't want people to know that you was pregnant. Okay, but you mofos don't go away. You mofos be performing a whole concert with a big-ass baby bump. Come on. Yeah, I might be pregnant. I might be not. This is just publicity at its finest. And we're just not that dumb anymore. My thing is either announce it or stay hidden if you really want to keep it a secret. Okay? I guess people out here like that probably got families that secret. Y'all, trust me, y'all can keep a pregnancy secret, okay? Oh. One of my favorite interviews, thought about it, because when I said people got families and secrets, one of my favorite interviews was I was listening at this artist, and he was talking. Y'all know who it is, because y'all been listening to this show for a long time. And he's like, do you have any children? And he's like, they was thrown a bat by the child. Maybe. I mean, it was some close calls. I was like, what? It was just the craziest answers. I was like, he might be having, that mofo might have a future, like a future, a village. I remember one time I was liking this dude, okay? Big time football player. I won't say that, cause back in the day. And so we was out one night, right? And so I'm talking to one of his best friends who's also a football player, right? And so he was like, he could never tell me how many children he had. I was like, what the hell is wrong? Why is you having such a hard time? Like, he'd be like, yes, you know, he's some shit. Why do it matter? He's like, I mean, it got nothing to do with it. It was just stupid stuff, right? So the dude says to me, he said, damn, I lost count like after about 7 or 8. I said, what? No, he was serious. I was like, oh, my God. What you have? Turns out it was like 9 or 10 kids. No, seriously. So, you know, listen, y'all, if people can have whole families, whole children and everything, how is y'all out here trying to, claiming y'all hiding pregnancies, but really not? It's really to keep people talking about you, because you feel like if you go away and have this baby quietly and privately, if in show business people stop talking about you for a little bit, you know how hard it is for your ass to climb back. You know? I understand. But don't try to rope me into the publicity chain. I tried to protect my pregnancy and keep it a secret because, you know, I protected some negative energies that are out there. And there were so many. I'm like, no, Heffa, that's not why. You just didn't want to go away quietly and have that baby. You wanted to make sure we still see you. Keep talking about me. Don't forget about me. This Ashanti, come on out here. Ashanti performing everywhere with that big old baby bump, okay? Girl, please, quit playing, okay? Quit playing out here. We know you're pregnant. Stop. It is very public, mama. We can quit. We can stop this, okay? Speaking of babies, Basketball Wives alum Drea Michelle, 39, pregnant, expecting baby with Houston Rockets star Jalen Green, 22. Now, oh, young boys, young fellas. If this is my son, I'll smack him back. Like I said, I'll smack you back in the head and be like, you big dummy. I'll be like, what the hell are you doing? You're 22 years old. Are you serious right now? This is from Page 6. Basketball Wives alum Drea, 39, and now she is pregnant, expecting a baby girl with 22-year-old Houston Rockets star Jalen Green. Happy International Women's Day, she captioned the Instagram carousel filled with the pics of her growing baby bump on Friday. As women, we navigate through so much, often leading us to question, what is my purpose? For me, the magic lies in motherhood and the awe-inspiring ability to bring life into this world over the span of 2 decades, she added. It's my superpower. And if anything can surpass the wonder of being a woman, it's the privilege of bringing another woman into existence. Okay, child. Let me just say this, okay? Oh, Jalen. The man out here is probably having a great one with this one, okay? Listen, let me just say this, okay? You old men do it all the time with no questions, no, you impregnate young girls and everything, you know, nobody says anything to you, okay? You do 25 and you're 55 and you're 52, you're pregnating little girls and all of a sudden it's that much. You know, Dre is kind of the same way. Now, and I would look at my daughter, and if it was a 50-some-year-old man and she was out here pregnant at the height of her life, like the 20s, I'd be like, oh, no, and she's not married, I'd be like, oh. I mean, like, stupid dummy, too. I've never had this discussion, okay? Little young girl, I don't know what happened to her either. Little young girl I went to school with, she used to love talking to me. She says, coming to school, she says, Miss Keisha, my mama thinks I'm crazy. I admire you. I just want to know what you think. She says, I'm 22 years old. I've seen a lot of life. I'm like, girl, you ain't seen no lot of life. You're just 20, 22. This is back in the day. Yeah, I see you. I was about 38, 30. And my mom, you know, I'm just thinking I'm ready to be married. I said, oh, okay. And she said, you know, he's 35. And, you know, he just came from a, you know, he's been in the service. He's traveled the world and everything. He's ready to settle down. I said, and you, what have you done at 21 or 22 years old that you've seen a lot of life? You know, just being young and having to raise my sisters and brothers because my mom was doing this. Blah, blah, blah. I said, you ain't seen no life, girl. I mean, he went out here around the world and seen everything. So now, his old ass want to come back here and impregnate you. And she's talking about having a baby. I was like, so have you even thought about what is it in life? I said, what do you really want to be in life? And she says, well, you know, I thought at one time being the traveling nurse. But now I may just want to be a mother. I was like, it's okay. If you want to be a mother, if that's really the shit what you want to do, then go on, go with this man, have them babies, and enjoy life. But, girl, if you really got a little inkling of being a nurse, you sound like my mother. I said, yes, because we know this man's already done his stuff, his shit. Okay, you go and enjoy your life. Revisit it in a couple of years. She's like, I got a lot to think about. I was like, yeah, you do. And the last I talked to her, she was still thinking about it. She was sounding very unsure. I hope she didn't. But, you know, people do shit all the time. You know what I'm saying? I said, girl, there's always, you know, you can always sign them papers if it don't work out. But who wants to go through that? Love attitude. Same thing for young boys. Dude, you're 22 years old. You've gotten pregnant, a girl who has been on Basketball Wives. She's been with other athletes. And she has a son the same fucking age as you. And this chick, she know what birth control is. She ain't had a baby in 22 years. So, bitch, I'm with birth control, bitch. You know how to use birth control. But your little dumbass came along. The other ones that she was with didn't knock her ass up, from what we know. But you, at 22, come along, and now you got a lifelong responsibility with a grown-ass woman. And you just now getting off the titty good. Nah, he is 21, 20-something years away. You just serious. Hell. And you got NBA money. And if you was going to pick an old woman, no offense to Drea. Drea tried to do some things in her career. She had a swimsuit line, little stuff like that. But if you going to pick an old woman, an older woman, pick a doctor or a lawyer, somebody can help you with your ass or your foot or your money, your contracts and shit. What's wrong with y'all? Oh, man. Son. Man, this poor kid. But then if older men can do it, why not Drea? Okay? Drea, babies are a blessing. Okay? And all that, you know, motherhood, I've got to bring in motherhood for the second decade and blah, 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 blah. But now the rumors were that you didn't raise the first son. I don't know how true it is, but the rumors were that you're the first son. See, Drea, now here's where we come in. I'm glad you're in. You got a chance for motherhood and everything. Okay? I'm excited for you. But now there has to be some maturing with you. Okay? Because this little boy is 22. And you can't expect him to be up here doing the things that a 37-year-old, 38-year-old male, 40-year-old male, 45-year-old male would do. Okay? He got a lot of growing to do. And I suggest you allow him to grow because your ass got the chance to grow up. Now you got to help raise him too and that baby. Lord have mercy. And we talked about Marcy Houston. We talked about Drea too. I mean, it's crazy. You at the games. That's because you know what it is. I mean, like, I'll be embarrassed to be at the game. I mean, if I was pregnant by a 22-year-old, I'd probably be in hiding. No, sir. No, dog. Nobody would know who you are. Nobody would know. I would just be like, shit, it was we had a good time, and then, damn, I don't want nobody to know about this. I'm too damn old. I'm going to go ahead, hide out. We'll tell everybody about this baby. Because this is bad. Huh? But Drea walking at the game, and like, she's 22. So that tells me why she was able to date this young boy, because that's where she stopped at. She's in her mind still Peter. She's Peter, the female Peter Pan. Okay? She's still never leaning. Okay? I'm a youth of fear. And I'm a grown-ass woman, too, okay? You know what I'm saying? And I'm a youth of fear. I like to be I don't like old shit. Bog me down with old shit. I don't like to be bogged down. But there also is a sense of maturity that comes. You know what I'm saying? You like a sense of maturity. But she having a hard time seeing that maturity because she's still there at 25. And see, that's what y'all gotta understand. And that's what sometimes be going on with a lot of these men. A lot of these men sometimes when they dating a young girl, not all of them, but some of them, when they dating a really, really young, not all older men, but a lot of them, he's still at 25 in their head. And he'd be like, damn, like, is that different? I mean, you like 52. Are you 55? yeah. But then when you get to talking, you realize, Oh, that's not R. Kelly. Nothing. I hate to use R. Kelly because he was the 19-year-old and the 20-year-old, and y'all can say, why is he still dressing dating Tina? Because he's an immature male. And sometimes people stop at certain ages, and I feel the same thing with Drea. Drea, and listen, one of the hardest things to do as a woman, and a woman who's been out in public known as a beautiful woman. One of the hardest things to do is to go through the aging process. I mean, listen, I talk about it on here a lot, but there are times I've learned to be, you know, because I'm like, God, listen, God, like, you need to grow older. There's alternatives. And I done came close to the alternatives. I don't want the alternatives. Hell no. Right? So I'd rather take this journey, right? But I understand that it's sometimes hard because you see a wrinkle one time, you go, oh, wow, look at myself. Oh, there's a laugh. You know what I'm saying? There's so many things, or are you like, you know, like the, let me share something with you guys, okay? Kind of a little private here. But I'm going to share it with you guys. You're going through, like, I'm taking this hormone pill right now. I've been taking for breast cancer, right? A lot of women can tell you about it. For breast cancer or whatever, but it literally is supposed to push you into menopause early. So me and my doctor was talking about it, so I wasn't sure if I was going to take it. But I'm like, you know what? Fuck that. I don't want to go into menopause when I'm supposed to go into menopause. And she's like, well, you know, yeah, be careful because, you know, this can, I mean, you don't go into it right away. They say it's like like if you're supposed to go into it 4 years from now, and everybody in my family, all the women in my family have been, they were kind of late menopausers, right? Like, so they didn't go until they're like mid-50s, right? So she's like, for you, it might be this age, you know, not this age or whatever, maybe a year behind. But right now, you may not have a period that I'm like, oh my God. You know, not only am I dealing with breast cancer, but now I'm fucking dealing with you putting me in early menopause and shit. So I'm like, oh shit. And it's like mind blowing. So I'm like, oh my God. So I'm having to deal with the aging process back in my head as a woman. This very thing that I've been used to since I was a 12-year-old girl, 11-year-old girl, and I'm like, damn, what the hell is going on? What was I, nine? I think it was 11. No, it was 11. But, yeah, it's a very powerful thing. So it can make, and so going through this middle stage of life with young women like Drea, okay, because I'm just talking about my little stuff, what I'm going through, experiencing the aging process. So going through this Drea, who's beautiful and everybody in public knows her as being pretty and this and that, and now she's 39 years old and dealing with aging before a public eye and all the things that come with aging. And you meet this little young boy and you haven't grown out, maybe this is just my personal assessment. I'm not saying of my personal idea of her. It could be very wrong. But you meet a young boy who makes you feel young again, makes you feel youthful again, makes you feel all the feels. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you can find an old man to feel the feels with. But you feel, because this young guy has all these things to offer and stuff that, and your desire to stop the process might stop your mind. And to me, this is what she's done. I mean, it stopped her. She stopped her mind. And she found a little young boy to do it with, a a young boy who isn't mature in his head. Drea, he's not mature. He's 22. He ain't even hit 25, girl. He's 26, 27. I might feel a little better. But he's not even 20. His brain ain't even fully functioning. But that's where she's at. Because that process is probably very hard for her. Very hard to deal with all the things that come with age. I'm like Tina Turner. I'm going to be fighting this shit. Well, okay, but listen, I understand. And so I think this is what this young woman is dealing with, and she's not saying. You know, and to go from being the it girl in the club at 22 to suddenly the 39-year-old girl, everybody's saying, yes, Drea, always been fine. She's still fine back in the day and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? It's a different energy. Right, and you have to be careful with dealing with young men because they could be seeing you as that old girl, that girl they had a crush on when they was. I heard Cameron and them talking about this today on one of their shows, and they was laughing about the whole. Let me see if I got it. Can pull it up. They made a very good had a very good talk about it. Cameron and let me see this. I can find it. Hold on, y'all. See if I can find it. What Cameron said today. If I can find it, I don't know. I don't know if I had a child, but they were both talking about, the age thing, the age differences. I don't know if I have that anywhere on here. They were talking about, it was very interesting, but when they found out she had a son the same age as him, they were like, and they were like, man, that's a bad look or whatever. Here's, well, I'll just say that, again, especially if she's been disconnected from raising her own son or the responsibility of her own son, and I know that's a rumor I heard or whatever, I can see the arrested development and having to deal with the process of aging, right? Now, what I say to women is this. You don't got to accept. There are some things about aging that you do. You know, you have to mature and grow up. But you don't got to fucking be in no boxes, right? I be telling people that you ain't got to be in no box. Like, you know, some people be telling me, you too old to be at the concert. You too old to be out dancing or whatever they say. You ain't got to listen to that shit. But you have matured and you shouldn't be doing certain things. And if you are going to go out here and fuck around with a 22-year-old, a 23-year-old, make sure you don't get pregnant by the ass. If you're going to have some fun, a little bit fun or something like that. But you can't take that shit. Don't ruin somebody's child's life by burdening them with a child at 22. That's how crazy. She thinking she still thinks she a little young whippersnapper, young teenager out here. Yeah. And she done burdened this kid with a baby. And it's going to be a blessing for him, but it's sad because he's probably around here wilding out, but now he got to take the pay for some responsibility for wilding out with Drea. And this ain't Drea's first time around a rodeo. She done had other athletes and stuff. She didn't get pregnant by them. They knew better. They was like, they all knew better. Like, no, I don't think so. She her ass ain't got pregnant in 22 years. Yeah, please, son. Oh, wow. Unbelievable. I don't know what to say. I mean, you know, but I understand. I think it's the dealing with all of that, dealing with aging, dealing with and the trauma of it, of being a beautiful woman in public, and not knowing how to. There is so many, and I told y'all a story about me because there is so much. There is a sense of trauma. But a sense of things that events that take place. So it's also a little trauma of growing older, okay? And so it, I can imagine it for her. And especially, too, if you've been known as the fun time girl. Like, I have a friend, one of my girlfriends, she always laughs. She says, every time you come around, I feel like Banger Sisters. And I said, wait a minute, hold up. And that was never a groupie, okay? That's not happening. But Banger, she's like, she said, because you always are so event, you like, let's go to the rock show. Let's go to the concert. Let's go there. Let's go this and that. She said, and you just always reinvigorate my youth and my sense of youthfulness and everything like that. And I'm like, I'm glad. But listen, I'm a grown-ass woman, too, man. I got responsibilities and shit. But I also will get out here and have me a good time. Okay? But you don't have to. Growing old does not have to be not fun. But you don't have to introduce trauma on top of trauma by getting pregnant by a 22-year-old kid. She was so hurt because people was reacting to her funny. And she's saying, I just feel take being misunderstood. I said, no, you acting like a predator. Like he's 22, bitch. No offense, but he's 22. And yes, he's a little grown-ass man, but you know better than that. You know how. And I think that's what's going on. It's trauma, okay? And I pray that she deals with her trauma before she has to her child ages, so she can be a mature mom for her child. And perhaps this is what this child is for, to bring her some sense of maturity, okay? And what if there's some old woman out there eyeing her son, okay? Okay, you know, this is real stuff. Very interesting, all right? All right, so I heard an interesting story this week. You know, the Shay Shay Club be having all the tea now. Shay Shay Club, Shannon Sharp, Uncle Shannon, that turns into the male Wendy Williams. But he have all the tea. Okay, so you very seldom hear tea with Maxwell in it. Now, I have heard tea with Maxwell. I never share it on here. I've wrapped Maxwell tea in blind items. Years ago, I used to wrap Maxwell tea in blind items. I would never tell who. Then I'm going to go back and listen to all those shows and be like, oh. But I did. I used to, because, you know, Maxwell, my face, I'd be like, yeah, I protect him and Luther. Sometimes I don't, but most of the times, you know, him and Luther, even Luther in death is protected, okay? That's my forever, okay? But, yeah, but you seldom hear good Maxwell tea. One night I did hear tea though on Maxwell that was so good. One of my blogger friends told me, was like, oh, you gotta, what you doing? I said, it's 2 something in the morning. I'll be kind of up. Listen, it's some tea. I want you to hear this. And it was like, it was like an old girlfriend. Like, oh, God, it was a good tea, though. But I was like, what? Okay, so you don't hardly hear. So when you hear a Maxwell tea, you be like, wow, because Maxwell be keeping shit on low. Maxwell be low, 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 low. But Maxwell, even you being low, I still be hearing tea. But he be low, 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 low. That's what I be telling y'all people. You never know who's watching out here. Even at low, because we bloggers. Bloggers be having people. They be having people everywhere. They be like, girl, guess who I saw? And bloggers know where to get the tea from on blogs and other blogs, the places, and they make friends with people who go out and be in the know and stuff. All right, but you hardly ever hear Maxwell tea. Hardly. You just don't. But today, Uncle Shay Shay has some tea for us, okay? From Steve's house wedding 3 years ago. Okay, so let's listen to it. Let's listen to what he's talking about, okay?
Is it true at your wedding, Kanye took the mic from Maxwell?
Man, how do you know this, man? That happened for real? Man, shut up. Who told you that?
The night has a thousand eyes, or most night has
a thousand. Nah, man, no, who told you this?
I just asked Steve. I just asked you a question. I just want to know. I think my audience want to know. Maxwell was performing. Kanye got up there and started freestyling. Yes or no, that happened?
That's so wild that you know that, man. I'm going to do it. Anthony, who would tell you that? Yes. Kanye grabbed the mic and started freestyling, and it was craziness. That's all I could think. It was crazy.
So what all this about your wedding night? So what are you thinking? You got Maxwell. He's saying this woman's work silently.
Fortunate,
yeah. Urban Hank Sweet.
The whole album.
Yeah.
I think I've heard that story, though. No, I really do. I think I heard that story. Oh, yeah. But I think I heard it, cause when I heard it again, I was like, oh, that really happened when he talked about it. I was like, oh, my God, that really did happen. But I think I'm like the dude who told you that. Like Shannon, like, that really happened? Because I heard, because you wanted your mess with me. So, like, okay. I don't know what the rest of what happened. I heard something, a story like this a few years ago. Now, here's what I'll say this. I would have loved to have been here. Because two Geminis, I would be like, what the hell? But Jim, you know, Maxwell's conned by his Taurian because he's kind of a cusper on Taurus. So I think he has some Taurian nature in his sun sign. You know what I'm saying? So he's a little bit more calm, laid. But that would have been crazy. I would have been, you know, just I want to see how the two Geminis reacted to each other. But I did hear some tea, and I don't know if the tea is true. I don't know if the tea is true that it was about a girl, a model. Like, I heard they had beef because about a certain model, like a long time ago. That was a rumor. But then the model was like, both their asses is my post. This particular model, they said both their asses is my post. Okay? Allegedly. Now, Maxwell was so, yes, he did. He don't show it that much. You can't see him. You got to be looking real close. You got to have been able to follow him for a success. But when I get Maxwell to see that I'm allowed to say, like when somebody already done said it out loud, I'm like, ooh. I love it. Because, you know, you don't hear anything. You do hear anything, but you don't hear anything. I even one time, you know, I love tarot. And I know, y'all pray for me. Thanks, pray. Okay, but I like tarot and you know, and palms and all that stuff. So on YouTube, you know, they have all kind of celebrity tarot card readings, right, and stuff like that. I'm going to tell you how mysterious Maxwell shit is, okay? So I saw somebody who had a Maxwell tarot card. They had a Maxwell reading. I said, oh, shit, I never seen a Maxwell reading, right? Because normally, you know, you can listen to some readings. Some reads, they got reads on everybody, right? From Beyonce, Jay-Z, everybody. They can read your energy. You know, they can read. They, you know, they got birth charts and stuff like that. People know how to read the hell out of you, right? Stuff like that. But, so they had a tarot card reading on Max, right? And I was like, oh, I'm talking about Max. I'm like, yeah, no, I love Max. So this is only, we do, this is a blog, we do it. He's my favorite, so I'm going to talk about it. But, and I have some Maxwell listeners, singing listeners, so they enjoying this right now. My friends are going, oh, my God, can we get to the Beyonce? All right, so, but, okay, so she had good reading, this girl up. And I was like, ooh, she's like giving out some tea. I was like, that might be Trump. Oh, you know, I was just, girl, I swear, to this day, the next day, I went to look for that tarot card reading. I could not find her reading nowhere. It was gone, like white, clear for me. He is the only person on YouTube that does not have a tarot card. Now, all you astrologers and tarot card readers are going to be like, oh, shit, I'm about to put out one on his ass. But he's the only one. I'm going to ask one of my favorite astrologers to do one. She's really good with them. Oh, wait, now I shouldn't have told y'all who it was, because then his ass might go click. Somebody might tell him he has a ass. I don't know if he got scrubbers on the internet or what. Shit. But it was gone, and she had a good ass week, okay? I won't tell y'all what it was. Probably about 15 people saw it when she had it out, okay? It was a good ass week. But she's seeing it, okay? But, listen, so I like, you know, she's like, oh, what if I got tarot card reading? You find out some tape, okay? But, yeah, so that's the kind of person that he's got such a mystery surrounding him that when you see, oh, shit, he got a tarot card reading. Or he got, oh, see, Sal, you, that really happened at his wedding, okay? So I've heard some really happy stories about Maxwell, but I wasn't sure, am I sure, you know. So when I hear more of my stories ever confirmed, I'll let y'all know the tea. I don't give tea unless it's confirmed. That somebody, well, no, I talk about tea on here that's already out there. But I'm, you know, I'm not going to give. I've had people give me tea. But I'm not, you know, I'm not a blogger that gives out tea. Okay? But I give it out, but I don't give it out. Like, you know what I'm saying? Y'all understand, okay? So, I'll just say this for all my Maxwell girls and fans that are listening, okay? Who are like me. There is Maxwell tea. Okay, you just have to search hard for it and get that friends in certain places. Like with Shannon Sharp, there are eyes all around. Eyes in many places. Eyes read everything. So that's what I say. Yeah, but there is tea. Okay, but I will just say this. Okay. It's amazing to see he was like, he didn't even notice that Steve Stout didn't even finish the story. That's how secret it is. Woo, boy, boy, what you got over there? You hold people, what you got them locked up. Like, I mean, like I've heard girl stories. No, let me tell you something. Let's have a talk for a minute. I've heard tea on a lot of people. Okay, groupie tea. Groupie tea, groupie tea, groupie tea. A lot of your favorite all around. Not my favorite. There's not hardly no groupie tea. Not one, I don't know, once. Well, I've heard one, a couple of sticks. I don't know if they're true or not. But not enough to, you can believe. But no story. That NDA must be strong. Are you going in here? You signing like 20 papers. I will not say I was in Maxwell's room after one. It will be a secret for the rest of my life. What have you been doing? What kind of NDA agreement? Are y'all signing? Like, I've heard from on every, I can tell y'all some on people who are way more fat. His shit's locked down. even one of my favorite blogs back in the day, Sedan, only had one story up for him. And Sedan used to get everybody. Oh, he's a mystery. Oh, I'm challenging bloggers. Bloggers are all like, oh, you're right. I'm fucking you up, Maxwell. Maxwell, shut up! Shut up! No, I find that fascinating. That is fascinating that there is, that is not, like you can hear all kind of tea from the 90s. Everything, like, I just wonder, hey, what do you do? You go, they must be all on islands, like private islands. Where are all of these? The old girlfriends on top. I heard one story from one blogger told me one story that was hilarious. This is where all my Maxwell girls might be. Doing the special Maxwell rundown for y'all. One blogger told me one story. Said, that bitch is so messed up. She went in the hiding and she just left and I said, oh my God. She told me, that's a, he's like, that is big, don't nobody want. And like, because two times, he was saying, he wasn't saying they didn't want it like it was bad. He was saying, it's powerful. So I'm like, I done hyped all you Maxwell girls up. But yeah, but there is no tea. I've not heard one thing. Not one thing. And that's good. That is very good for you, Maxwell. That's the only thing I've heard. No, I've heard tea. But the only thing that's been out there, really, really out there, huge. Besides, you know, y'all be trying. Y'all don't even really have no tea on Maxwell. Y'all be trying to say Maxwell gay. Y'all don't even have no tea on that. Okay? Y'all be lying. Okay, that's why we, and because I, he rap tight and his stuff. Whatever it is, he got NBA, it's tight. Y'all wild. It's just, and I've heard all kind of stuff, okay? So whatever it is, it's not, he's not a person that has his stuff out here like other people. Like, really, like you can confirm it. Okay, so that's why I'll just say on that note, okay? Now, there's some people who, old school bloggers, have been in a long time, and they're like, hey, you know, OP. But there's a lot of people. I feel like he's one of the best well-kept. I don't know what he does. It's pretty powerful. If, you know, I mean, nobody writes a book afterwards. Nobody says, I'm going to go talk about how this Negro was. Now, there has been a couple. The one that said it was bipolar. No, there was one other one too. But she was scared to, wait a minute. She said on her thing, I'm going to say this, okay? On her thing I saw one night, because somebody, one of my blogger friends sent it to me, she was like, can I say their name? So it wasn't a confirmation it was him. She was like, she was scared to say the name. I was like, shit, this is some deep shit. Like, what kind of shit he got going on? And she got me like a real sign affidavit, like 20-page agreements. Like, you got to, we're about to sleep together agreement. We're about to do business together agreement. We're about to be seen a couple of places agreement. I got to quit. But I found that funny, okay? So I wanted to have that little piece of, because we very seldom get Maxwell tea on here, so I wanted to have that little piece of tea for my Maxwell friends that listen out here, okay? Oh, my goodness. Whew. Yeah, don't get my show for that. It's all a legend. Anyway, moving on. Let's see, we talked about Trina out here with these junglies. And let's see what else here we got here. Okay, what time are we at? Where are we at? Y'all know how I be doing. Okay. Okay, Chris Brown. We got to talk about Chris Brown. You know, I talked about Chris Brown a couple of weeks ago, I think. And, you know, let me just read the story first. This is from wrapup.com. It says, Chris Brown says he doesn't care to be accepted by mainstream media. Sunday morning, Chris Brown detailed his thoughts on a few things regarding the music industry and how those within it perceive him. Remember just a few weeks ago I was talking about Chris Brown, and I said either grow the fuck up or come on out here and just say I ain't willing to do it, and I'm going to stay the way I am. This is kind of like that. But it says in a new post on Instagram stories, Brown stated, I don't want to be accepted by any of the mainstream media or fake celebrities. I am king in my own lane. Your faves ain't got shit on me, and they know it. I ain't finna tap dance for your approval. You will beg forgiveness of me. That I do know. While there is no clear indication of who he was referring to or what triggered these comments, the sensational recording artist wanted to get that off his chest. Brown has always dealt with obstacles in the industry following his incident with Rihanna. Recently, Chris Brown decided to share with the NBA, revoked his initial invite to play with Ruffles celebrity game during NBA All-Star weekend. The game featured famous stars like Jennifer Hudson and Ty Sinat and was coached by Stephen A. Smith and Shannon Sharp. According to the emails he shared from the talent booking team, he was slated to be a part of the team led by his speaking collaborator and friend Lil Wayne. In a post, Brown said, I was asked by the NBA to play in an All-Star game this year, only for them to call back later and say I couldn't do it because of sponsors like Ruffles, okay? Shortly after, Ruffles attempted to clear the name, to which Brown responded, at this point, I'm tired of people bothering me, and I'm tired of living in the fucking past. I posted the email so you all can see them. I only go where I'm appreciated. Let me just say this, okay, Chris Brown, I always said that after that Rihanna incident that he should have took time off and he should have went into getting himself together as a man, getting therapy. He may have got therapy, I don't know. But getting therapy, just taking time off where the public didn't see it. But he was more concerned that putting music out or getting his workout or trying to be out seen in public. He never, even though he had some jail time, he never really rested from that. This is a young man, I think, grew up in abuse, from what I've heard, saw his mother abused and certain things or whatever. And we all kind of grew up in a, they said, similar things too, allegedly. What I can say is that does damage to young people, and it does damage to you as a man. And if you don't take that time out, if you're too busy trying to put out your next record, your next this and that, and you don't go and get your spirit man worked on, eventually you will start cracking the fuck up. And my personal opinion is that's what you've seen the last several years in public with Chris Brown sometimes. The thing is that we as black people, we hate to see black people be taken down. And so we be like trying to, make it seem well, isn't it? And sometimes we hurt people more than we help them. Okay? The truth of the matter is, I remember years ago when Chris Brown kicked Rihanna's ass, because it looked like he kicked her ass, okay? Her face was black, blue, pink, purple, whatever y'all want to say. So Rihanna hit him first, Rihanna. Now, that bitch had bag marks and all kind of stuff, okay? It was not cute. We saw him this show, he's kind of like, he's like, what the hell? Okay? That was crazy if that happened. And I remember him, I remember watching him on Larry King Live and him telling Larry King he didn't remember what happened after a certain point. He blacked out. If she had was fighting you or doing whatever she was doing back then, you had plenty of opportunity to say that. But you did not. You said you blacked the fuck out. And after that, you go back, y'all start dating again, start making craziness in public, and then pretty soon they're alleging you are arguing with your new girlfriend. She's allegedly put a restraining order on you. Then there is the alleged throw the chair through the window at Good Morning America. Then there's allegedly throw the brick through somebody's car, your family member's car. Then there's allegedly other countless shit, then gang ties and all this shit that people keep alleging about you. drug use to? The entitlement. Fucking gratefulness of it all. Chris, you should be glad they didn't care for your ass, that you get to come out here and perform film. And trust me, young man, if you don't get yourself, your spirit man together, eventually they don't come to get the rest of your fucking career. Trust me on that, because if you haven't got your spirit man together, I bet you fucking up out here and they hiding it because they making money off of you. I see what I see. Now, I'm a person who cares for you, so I'm going to tell you the truth. Other motherfuckers will be like, I know it didn't hurt, Chris. You just keep making your music. You just keep making, you ain't better than my fans. My fans got their voices still. They don't be singing with auto-tune. Okay, you ain't in the building. You used to be back about 15 years ago. Yeah. Okay, I'm just telling you, little boy. Part of the thing that keeps you out here is there's a certain segment that likes seeing you dance and they think you cute. Hot ass, hot tail ass girl, okay? Now, you think you all that, but you really ain't. You go over there, you know what? You want to see who's all that? What's that young man? What's that dude? What's his name from that group? He like Taylor Swift. What's his name? What's that little boy's name? Like Taylor from the other, from the group. Oh, my goodness, I forget what group he's from. The little white guy from England. Okay? He's asked to come out here and sell Arena back. Okay? I forget the little boy in London's name, whatever his name. I forgot his name. He's like the equivalent male of Taylor Swift. Like, you ain't there. Talking about, I'm on that level. No, you not. You could have been on that level. But what you chosen instead was to look like, you know what I'm saying, to be the bad guy, to lean into that shit, to lean into it hard. And, hey, if you want to do that, then do that shit, okay? But don't come out here complaining, talking about Ruffles don't want to invite you and blah, 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 blah. You did this shit, okay? Take some motherfucking responsibility, grown-ass motherfucking, how old are you, 30-something-year-old man? Shit. Yeah, man, what I did with Rihanna, that wasn't cool. I don't care how it started. I don't care what. You should have been out here. You know what they should have told you to do? You should be out here at women's shelters talking to women, talking against abuse, female abuse and everything. You could have rehabbed your career. See, somebody like me would have cared about your punk ass and set your little funky ass down when you was young, had you go get some help, go to school, go do something, work on some vocals or whatever, kept your ass away from street shit, and then had you go and to women's shelters, listen to women's stories of abuse and all that stuff, and become an advocate for them. And you could have turned this shit around. But instead, you decide to get out here and get more mannish, more crazy, more nuts. And these people ain't your friend. They be telling you the next Michael Jackson. You is nowhere near Michael Jackson. As a matter of fact, you dance more like MC Hammer. And it's nothing wrong with that. Hammer was dope, but you're not Michael Jackson. Okay? Nowhere near, nowhere you close. Not even in the building. Not even on the street. Not even within a 20-mile radius. Not even within a 100-mile radius. Not even within a city limit. Not even within a country limit. Not even within the continent limit. You're too far from Michael Jackson. Your ass is far. But these motherfuckers, these rappers and shit been lying to you. You could be the next Michael Jackson. You believe in that shit. Like, do you know the cost that it costs Michael Jackson to be the next Michael Jackson? Do you know the cost? You're not willing to pay it. You little bum ass is not willing to pay it. Quit comparing yourself to Michael Jackson. Don't let nobody else do that to you. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. You out here talking about you, brothers and gang, Bloods and Crips, and I don't know who the hell you be talking about. I don't know who the hell is going on. Okay? But this is why Ruffles and all them don't want to sponsor your ass. You know this. Quit trying to get your fan base hype. Because you don't want to do what's right. You don't want to straighten your shit out. You don't want to pay the price. It's a price for everything, kids. And if you want somebody to acknowledge you in the mainstream and start to like you, then start doing shit that's right. Take care of your spirit, man, first so it can come from a real-ass place. Then decide to accept responsibility for your past and shit you in now. And then decide to live better for yourself. Chris, people could see from your face. Look at you. Look at you from Rihanna, from when you started with me. You started years ago with a little boy to now. Look, you can look at your picture. You can look at your timeline. You can look at your timeline and your picture. You can look them up. We can look them up right now on Google. You can look them up. You can look. Look at yourself. You're a handsome boy. But look at what you was looking like. Look at what's going on. People were saying, oh, no, what's going on with Chris? Look at what's going on. People could see that something was beating the fuck out of you. And you wouldn't get no help for it. Get some help, Cal. Quit being out here on the internet. I'm number one. Your face ain't got nothing on me. Like a little spoiled-ass brat. How old is Chris Brown? Let me see how old his old ass. His old ass. He's out here acting like he's 10. Chris Brown. He's got arrested development, too. Shit. 30 years old. Up here, Cal. When I say your faith ain't got no, you gonna beg my forgiveness. No, we not. Cause if you let people lie on you about Rihanna, that's on your funky ass. You the one that says you blacked out and shit. Hold on, let me see. Hold on, let me look at something. Chris Brown, let me read this because y'all keep talking about, and I don't like it. Rihanna grew up in a visa. Rihanna's a Pisces, so her ass gonna sit up. You know, I mean, she'll sometimes, in my personal assessment, she'll align herself with an abuser or something. You know what I'm saying? Because to not hurt nobody. You know, Pisces, but they sacrifice themselves on the sacrificial thing. But here's an old article from back in the day, from CNN. Chris Brown pleads guilty in Rihanna assault case. Singer reaches plea deal over attack on girlfriend. Singer will serve 5 years probation due community service. Brown pleaded not guilty in an earlier connection with assault on her. Brown will undergo domestic counseling services, okay? But he took a plea deal. He agreed to it. He was on 18. I'm like, damn. Can I find that YouTube? He kept talking because he keeps trying to imply to something like that. All right, I got to do this up.
Yeah, and I did leave eventually because of him.
That's a common thing, isn't it, Mark?
Yeah, they talk about you when you grow up with it. By the way, I've handled these cases, these types of cases.
Chris said he was on here. He felt guilty for what he did. Okay.
You have to think about it. Everybody. We all think about ourselves. Why did I lose my temper? Why did I get angry over this?
That's
relationships, I wouldn't say it's okay. I think in just in relationships in general, that's the chance where you lose your temper or like arguments you heat or whatever the case may be. But that's I just think it's I'm not saying domestic violence is a part of a relationship. I feel like that just there's we're young, we're both young, so nobody taught us how to love one another. Nobody taught us a book on how to control our emotions or our anger. So it's like I'm not trying to fall on the fact that I'm young. I'm just saying it's just that it's a lot of stuff that I wish I could have changed that night.
Let's see. Do you hear me? He still doing something. He admits to doing something. He said, I was so ashamed of that's not who I am as a person. This is very keen, okay? And that's when I got to pull up fucking receipts. That's only a week deep like that. Okay? Can we cut this shit out that he didn't hit that girl, beat that girl's ass? Shit. He or she, him first, whatever. Okay, he lost his temper. He's saying his mama on him next to him crying because she was abused. She on here crying because she let his ass see her ass get her ass kicked. Okay? And now she raised up a young man who did not know how to deal with his fucking emotions. And I say he still don't know how to deal with his emotions because I can tell how he come and rant on the internet every time somebody come at him. That means you ain't got that shit clear in you. Okay, that's why you be on there ranting and raving on the internet every time somebody offends you. Y'all get because Chris is just tired of it. No, Chris needs to grow the fuck up and accept responsibility. People are going to look at you always for that assault case, okay? And then how you behave, continue to behave after that because you didn't show them nothing different. You might not have been whooping nobody's ass, but you was out here, rumors was out here, you looking crazy, you leaning into more crazy talking with crazy people. Of course, young man, nobody is going to invest in your ass for real, okay? And the ones who are investing in you and not asking you to become better and not asking you to heal, and not asking you to get your shit together are your enemies. And when it's all done, the records don't sell no more to the little hood girl who believes in your shit. When you yesterday's news, they will pull their cards and run. So I'm just saying, kids, you better figure it out for your fucking self. How to get your mind right, okay? Quit being on the internet crying. Y'all gonna beg me to give it? No, we not, because you admitted to whooping her ass on television. Yeah. Don't come on here with no new shit. 10 years later, well, see, I didn't really hit her. She really hit me with a boot. I don't give a fuck what she did. You, her, that little girl's ass, her black, blue, pink, purple, whatever, her face was fucked up. And said she got choked. If you remember the thing, choked. Until she almost went out. Kids, take responsibility. Go get some more help. Anger management. Shit. 30 years fucking up. And on there, he's talking, I see we young. We young. And nobody keeps having a couldn't admit it. Damn, I'm just fucked up out here. I didn't do. No, you weren't young. 19 damn years old. Old enough to know better. I'm not through ranting. It's sad. The Chris Brown saga has, you know, and what to me what's the saddest about Chris Brown is because I think that Chris Brown, I like couple of Chris Brown's new, some things he's had out, but I think that what's happened with Chris Brown is that he a certain segment stayed with him and defended him, and a lot of black males in the entertainment industry overlooked what he did instead of, you know, making him shamed about it. Because you got a lot of abusers and shit around too, okay? So, and nobody has really cared for this young man enough to say, you got to grow up here. You got to accept responsibility. Like Chris Brown, you should be the biggest domestic violence guy out there. you should be having a thing every year. You should be talking, hi, I'm Chris Brown. I want to talk to y'all about domestic violence. Several years ago, blah, 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 I had an incident with domestic violence. I, too, grew up in the domestic violence thing, and I wanted to break the cycle, and I broke the cycle after I found my own self in a situation of, you got, that's how you get separate from people. They're like, what? You would be getting the Ruffle commercials now. You'd probably be big now. Not big as Michael Jackson, but you'd be big. Big, big. A lot of things that you just take personal responsibility. That's all. That's all, kid. Take personal responsibility. Stop saying embrace the what you did to me now. Embrace it. Not embrace it where you run over there and come out, I'm a gang, I'm part of this. No, embrace it like, you know, this was bad. And I'm going to figure out how to turn it good. But you never did that. And you continue to have these kind of rumors on you. There's still rumors out here about you. Okay? I done heard some too, allegedly. Okay? So you got to be careful with people out here. Eyes everywhere, son. People been saying all kind of stuff about you, kids. Okay? That's why you can't get the Ruffle thing. And you think you got friends around you, but they selling your stories to the newspapers and telling people, you know, he still do, you know, he on them drugs. I didn't see whatever you doing, they seeing that shit, okay? And they sitting there talking, you think they your friend. You dumbass. You been doing for a long time. Time I only go where I'm appreciated. Oh, kid. Ain't nobody asking you to kiss nobody's ass. You got to understand where you at. Proper, what I talked about in the last couple of weeks, self-evaluation. Shit, I've been doing it these last few weeks, and I mean, it's been, I'm like, oh, Jesus, when I be doing self-evaluation on myself, I'm like, shit, I'm, it's a lot of shit I got to correct. What the hell is he doing? Chris Brown needs to do the same ass thing. Said talking about he gonna go where he appreciated. And the people who appreciating you ain't doing you right. Because they letting you run around here and believe this shit. Believe your delusions that you better than everybody's fate and stuff. Negro, please. You've been relegated to the R&B chart. When you could have been crossover, pop. And nothing wrong with the R&B chart. But they don't allow you to sing over there in the Taylor Swift. Now, some of them little girls might cross over, but not me. Okay? You haven't been able to, you know, I don't need that. That's okay. You don't have to have that. But don't be sitting out here mad because they ain't inviting you to Ruffle. Since you don't want mainstream media no more, then with mainstream media comes some money. Okay? So your people was left of you probably want the mainstream media. Just to say that, I'm quick. You know, you got to quit. Because sometimes people, you know, my point is that at this point in the game, you know, may not, you know, it just might be, you know, you got to pray for help, hope, wish the best for him. All right. Russell Simmons and Usher. Oh, Lord. Listen, child. Usher was on the comeback this year. He's still on the comeback. But, child, Usher. Oh. Usher faces criticism after linking with Russell Simmons and Bali. This is according to Lennington. Enter MSN.com Entertainment. His Usher is currently trending on Twitter. This was a few days ago. And facing criticism after the R&B superstar linked up with Russell Simmons and Bali. Russell shared a slideshow of photos from Usher's visit on Instagram set to Beyonce's Love on Top. What? Oh, my goodness. Excuse me. Some love on top. Oh, the caption on the post reads, when I was at the lowest point in my life, I woke up and this man was sitting by my bed. Oh, Jesus. Rough. I had known Usher since he was a kid, but we really bonded because of our mutual love for self-discovery and our belief in yogic science as a direct route to realize God's consciousness in ourselves. Damn. You may remember that Russell Simmons, the 66-year-old co-founder of the iconic hip-hop label Def Jam, moved to Bali years ago following numerous sexual misconduct allegations. Usher's fans are puzzled, questioning why, after the success of his Las Vegas residency, a Super Bowl halftime performance, did he risk his reputation by associating with Russell Simmons? You know why? Black women, who is that thing? Because it's a lot of black women and a lot of black people. Why? Because they know that our asses be forgiving most of these black entertainers who do foul shit. I mean, we do. You know what I'm saying? So they don't take y'all seriously. Usher went to visit, what's the name in Bali? Y'all, I mean, Chris Brown, I mean, y'all here with all kind of shit trailing behind him. Y'all go to kiss y'all, son. Nobody buy y'all asses, okay? Usher ain't buying your asses, okay? One person tweeted Russell Simmons is a rapist, and you'll probably be at the Usher church. Don't play. Okay? So, it has told us to be in his presence as a friend. Until, you know, there's no proof. Let me say this for Russell Simmons, okay? There is no proof that Russell Simmons raped anybody. And I still will say this, even though I've been watching some stuff on the Playboy channel where, shoot, you were saying they were doing some wild shit back in the day. And I'm sure they was doing some wild shit. I saw some wild shit in the 90s and stuff like that. But let me just say this. Ladies, it is hard to come forward in 40 years with rape allegations and you ain't got no proof. They letting y'all get away with this shit, a lot of this shit, because it's some sort of agendas going down in Hollywood trying to take certain people down. And people might use certain stories, but a lot of times they cannot prove that you was raped 25 years ago. And I don't know how people put people in jail when they ain't got no proof, because somebody's word against another person's word. And in the entertainment industry, I don't care if you have 15 women with Russell Simmons. I've said this before, and people get upset with me. But I said, the burden of proof, like if you're a regular blowjob, okay, that's down the street, you know, working at the local store, okay, and 20 women accuse you of rape, okay, it still has to be velvet bedded. You are still innocent until proven guilty. But 20 women accusing you of rape and they have nothing to gain from it and stuff like that, it's most likely you might be going to jail, even though you still should be innocent until proven guilty. But you got 20 solid witnesses. With the entertainment industry, men who are into entertainment industry, to me, people should be vetted even harder because there is so much surrounding people in entertainment, money, business, all kinds of things. So we don't know the motivations. You can have 10 women say, hey, Russell Simmons is a rapist, but five of them may have been paid by somebody to ruin Russell Simmons' brand. Or somebody may have been paid by wanting to get paid because Russell Simmons 10 years ago screwed them and then told them, kicked them out their hotel room. Said, you bitch, get out of here. We done. You know what I'm saying? And bitch has been mad for 20 years. No, this is facts. So that's why I say, and then some women may have legitimate cases. But if you come in from 30 years ago, girl, ain't no way we can prove that. And so he's innocent until proven guilty, okay? So Usher got the right to hang out with him, okay? And the fact he went over into Bali is because the kind of atmosphere that's going on right now with the Me Too movement, he was scared and he was getting ready to come for him. And that don't mean he's guilty. That just means he's saying, hey, let me stay out of the shit because they could pile up on me, get 50 women in here saying stuff, and y'all think y'all put men in show business to the same as Joe Blow, and it's very different because men in show business, there's a lot more. It's not just a person. That doesn't mean they can't be a rapist. That don't mean they can't be bad and all this stuff. It just means there is so much more intricate things that goes on around this one person. This is more than a person. It's a brand. It's everything. Lots of people make money off of Russell Simmons and the brand of Russell Simmons. So when you see 20 women coming up saying, Russell, rate me that. See, we don't know. You got to, that's why you need to go to, when somebody do something crazy, you need to go right away and get and make sure to report to the police so they can investigate properly. But these 20 women that's coming out against Russell, just because it's 20 women doesn't mean that happened to him. You don't know what's surrounding the brand, what's going on. You don't know if it's people who set to cut him out deals. You don't know if it's a situation where women is mad at him because he was an asshole maybe back in the day when he was dating. He might have been a Negro that said, let's get out of here as he's done. He might have been not so yogi and life and everything and been schooling women and saying, don't come around me no more. You know, and stuff like that. And women really be hurt. They're like, damn, he just threw me away. And it feels like a rape. Because they just threw you away. Well, it don't feel like rape, but to some women, it's like they take it harsh because they feel violated. But it's really you had a consensual agreement for sex, and then afterwards he may not have treated you so well with it. And there's a lot of women who carry that anger and then try to come back up 50 years now. I see him. He did that to me, too. And another one say, yeah, he did it to me, too, because they mad. Then there may be some women with legitimate cases, but the problem is they should have came back then. Okay? So that's all I'm saying about Russell Simmons. Okay? I hope y'all understand that. It's not that I'm dissing women and not poor women. I'm just saying you women can't come up just saying anything about anybody. And with no proof or no evidence. Now, this is why it's so confusing for Usher. Usher has had such a hard time, okay? I mean, let's talk about it. I mean, hey, the herpes thing, allegedly, you know. Sleeping with the bridesmaids, allegedly. Giving people the herpes, giving her and the big girl herpes and the alleged boy, man herpes. That's what they said. I don't know, allegedly. Okay, Usher came over all of that. Well, y'all couldn't believe that big girl, right? The big girl. See, you don't know what people like, for real. No, y'all don't. But Usher got allegedly all these things happened, and he was able to reinvent himself. Now, with the Keke Palmer mess, remember Keke Palmer's mama when she was arguing with what's his name on the phone, and she said Usher was funny, gay or something, and she said Usher was gay. A lot of people overlooked that, okay? But now Usher's got been linked to Diddy and people been like Diddy never. Because Usher has said some things when he was young that he was exposed. My personal thing is I believe he was exposed probably to a lot of womanizing and all kind of stuff because he was staying with Diddy as a young boy. And that can damage young men. If young men are seeing, I mean, even to me, every child is affected by station or somebody older messing with you, but young men, I feel like it's it could be even more damaging because young men, especially even with a woman, like an older woman messing with a young boy because they haven't developed in their mind, and it could be even worse psychologically. This is my personal opinion. Not that it's all bad, but you know what I'm saying? It could be just worse psychologically for a young man, and especially because people tell them this is you're supposed to like this. This is supposed to be right in society, but people taking advantage of you and stuff like that, and you're 12 or 13 or 14, and you're just now understanding your sexual body and your sexual movement and stuff like that, you can turn a kid into an addict, a sex addict, all kinds of things, okay? From being exposed to sex at too young of an age with a predator, right? But Usher has, then he goes over to into Bali and he's like, Russell, like, playing Love on Top, and he woke up on back of my bed. I mean, it's looking strange. He got Love on Top playing. Guess who woke up next to my bed? Oh, God. Oh, Lord. Y'all know there's a hope. There's a, listen. A few years ago, we were obsessed. People were obsessed. But people were obsessed with outing celebrities, okay? There was a book about all the down-low bisexual guys in the celebrity world, okay? I remember that dude worked for Beauty, I think allegedly, would describe everybody in the book. He didn't give no names. But he's like, this person knocked on the door. This singer showed up. He loved to wear it in. So he give you little hints about who they might be. Here's what I say. And so now that all that stuff is coming back on Usher and everybody like, Usher, you looking strong. I'll say this. Right now in the celebrity I think there has been so much abuse in the celebrity world, and one of the abuse about women a lot, and women being mishandled and misused, but we seldom talk about what men have had to do. I mean, how many of y'all have had to turn up your booty cheeks to get a contract? I mean, you know what I'm saying? It's these rumors that I'm sitting in. And so now it's creating a lot of energy of people thinking people bisexual industry and everything like that, because there are men who have been abused by allegedly other executives to get record contracts, movie roles, and all kind of stuff. Oh, my Lord. So we don't even talk about the male abuse, and the male abuse will be kept secret because there's such shame for men regarding those type of things, because sometimes men who are straight have shame regarding, for my gay listeners, please don't take offense to this, but they have shame for a homosexual act, especially if they're straight. And they're like, so a lot of times, a lot of these people, that is an industry that has been abusive to men, too. I'm not saying that. Y'all saying, where you going with this? Because Usher is up in. Well, this is what a lot of people question, because people have been saying this, that people, y'all been saying out here stuff about Russell Simmons, too. So if I'm just Usher right now, I'm just chilling, getting ready, trying to do this tour, and stay far away from the mess as possible, because they already out here linking you to some of those parties. You don't want to be linked to getting freak-offs. I'm sure some of y'all done went to the freak-offs. And I'll say, and you know what? Here's one thing. Diddy ain't the only person who's out there holding the freak-offs. Now, there's somebody who got a really good connection. I don't agree with everything he say, but he was talking about Michael Jackson and stuff that happened with Michael Jackson. He's talking about these sex trafficking and all this stuff. Because, you know, allegedly, Cassie was saying Diddy had her with live male prostitutes. What was they doing? Water gliding? Or what did y'all call that? Glide? It was something they was calling. I was like, what? And I said, somebody said, now what is that? I was like, you don't know what that is? I'm like, no. And then when they told me, I was like, Chase, what in the world? How she did that for 11 years? Ooh, it's a lot of stuff. See, and apparently, it ain't just Diddy freak-out parties that goes on. It's all kind of eyes wide shit parties that we have. I heard a rumor that this one person, they be having private island shit, like Epstein, with a bunch of celebrities. Dressed up in that child. Okay, ain't nobody, I ain't mad at your freak out. Do what y'all gotta do. But just know you celebrity, be careful. There's somebody, like I said to y'all before, it's somebody standing at the wall getting ready to write a book. Who's that coming in the door? Oh, that's such and such? Okay, I'm gonna get him too. I'm gonna make sure I write about him in the book. Okay? These freak outs know that it's probably somebody at the freak out watching you. Okay, why you freaking out? You gotta make sure you in an exclusive sex club. You can't have it. There's none. And what be a trip is because I heard a specific, I'll tell you just recently. I'm going to tell y'all some tea what I heard, okay? This is side book. It's a particular artist gone, passed away, allegedly, would tape everything in his house. Everything. Now, why do you think he was taping everything in the house? They said back in the day, he used to have some of the wildest fucking parties ever, like Studio 54 with Blush. He was taping everything and would put the videos in it, allegedly a vault. How many people you think was probably getting blackmailed? I was like, yeah, be careful what people tell me. We got videos of me sitting up and straightening out the video through the flower mound. you going in there just for a little dally dance or do a little sex freak out party, and here they are taping you, and they're like, you know, I wanted to always do a movie with you. I'm not interested in doing your movies. You will after you see what I have you on tape doing it last week at this party. It's a cold ass world. Moving on. Michelle Williams had a funny commercial this week where she talked about how nobody knows her for being, you know, how disappointing to her celebrity status. She's in an Uber commercial. And she says, poke fun at her disappointing celebrity status in her new Uber One commercial has Uber Eats Australia. In short, the Australian ad already dropped, I think, last week. It says, stolen with a cup of coffee, hoping that someone will notice her as a former Destiny Child, former member of Destiny Child. However, the singer gets a hilarious reality check when she goes unnoticed by everyday pedestrians. Okay, my Uber One membership savings don't disappoint, William says, while seated next to a woman in the park. You know what is disappointing? I was in one of the most iconic girl groups, and no one recognizes me. While reflecting her thoughts, a man in the background talks about Michelle, the soldier singer, real someone is trying to get her affection, but he's talking to his dog, okay? But here's funny. This is it's so funny. That is funny that she did this commercial. You have to see the commercial. It's hilarious. But I just talked about this. Here's Michelle doing work. And Michelle making fun of that Don Harding. She not getting the same. She was in a group with one of the biggest singers on the planet, Beyonce. And don't nobody recognize her. Everybody like, well, I don't even remember this yet. Black people from all around the world, people like, but she's joking about it. But Michelle understands that what she got from Destiny's Child is not the same what Beyonce got, but she do got opportunity. Same as what I was saying about Kelly Rowland and about understanding. Like, I feel Kelly got big name recognition and face recognition. But, and connections, because she hangs with Beyonce and stuff. But how many of y'all will go pack up a stadium to go see her, just her and her alone perform? Okay, I rest my case, okay? It's out two different things. They were all three in a group, but everybody got a different thing. Where are we at? What time is it? Yes, I got to talk to y'all now. Jonathan Majors says he's in love with Megan Good. Him and Megan Good, look, they're out there and they're happy. And I'm hoping the best. I wish them the best. Megan. I hope it works out, sweetheart. That's all I gotta say about this. Okay. My last story. TJ and Amy's exes are getting serious. This is according to RhymesWithSnitch.com. This is 2 years ago, Good Morning America co-hosts TJ Holmes and Amy Robach's marriage has ended in spectacular fashion after their workplace affair was uncovered. Since then, Amy's ex-husband, actor Andrew Shue, and TJ's ex-wife, attorney Amy Sigbig, have become a couple. Click here if you missed it. And insiders claim things are getting serious. This is from OK Magazine. While some people assume the two get together only to fight their exes, Amy Robach and TJ Holmes, the duo prove they're still going strong when they put on a cheerful display during recent date nights. On Friday, March 1st, the pair were spotted holding hands as they walked to dinner in Manhattan. The two have smiles on their faces during the stroll, and earlier that week, an insider claimed they looked happy and like they were having fun when they attended a New York Rangers game with Sigbig's daughter. While the stars have gotten more serious since their relationship was exposed in 2023, which was also when a source claimed they had been seeing each other for 6 months, there's no talk of marriage. They're both coming out of like a 13-year marriage, so I guess they're out here having fun. Let me say this. I say all of this to say that is why, you know, maybe TJ and Amy, that whole, you know, that fair crap, everything that happened with him or whatever went on with him, help these two meet each other. Help these two to get together. You never know. Life is a strange thing. Life is stranger than fiction sometimes, right? You know what I'm saying? Maybe these two people, they meet each other through their spouses, never ends. And she has it. And that's why I just say, you know, I believe people always say, Claude, you believe, you know, sometimes you sound like you're not, you know, big on commitment. I am. I understand commitment is important. But what I'm just trying to say, have room for incidents in life. Things happen. We are own people in this world. All kinds of things. But with Amy and TJ, I'm sure they were very angry. But now I'm sure that if they really liking each other and they really in love, they probably like, damn, I thank God some bitches were messing with each other. Shit, we wouldn't have met each other. This is beautiful. Maybe they met the one from them two messing. See, like, these strange things happen. This is strange things happen. Mm-hmm. Club Shay Shay, I don't want to talk about Shannon Sharp being making me mad a couple of weeks time by giving gifts back and how that stuff been crazy. I'm not going to talk about that. Okay, I will talk about Jennifer Lopez's little musical show on Whatchamacallit. I actually liked it. No, I ain't lying. Y'all think I'm lying. Yeah, no, y'all laughing. No. I really liked it. It was a struggle to get through some of the songs. I was like, oh, Jesus, help me, Lord. Give me strength. But it went well. It did. I actually liked it. It's really good. She's showing her, you know, she's such a Leo. And I love the way she did the Zodiac, like them, you know, playing like Kiki was a Scorpio and like how she had all the Zodiacs to leave around talking about, what are we going to do? What's she going to do for I loved it. It was so cute. It was cute. Jennifer, that was cute. It was a cute concept. And it was cute to see, like, how she, you know, because they said this was something somewhat of a video about, like, you know, some of the things that she's been through in love and everything. And I really found that interesting that she would make fun of herself and have fun and show vulnerability and humor. And, you know, she's talented dancing-wise and everything. Yeah, like, Carla, is that Shay? Get the singing. No, her voice has gotten a lot better with singing. Shout out to that dude, that voice coach. For real. If I was with Vaccine, I'd go find him. He bad. And he made her sound deep. She sound good. That boy good. That one, he sing his butt off too. What's that boy, the guy she going to? But she always singing with him at Christmas and stuff. That's a bad dude. That's a bad, his vocals is off. My grandma would be like, girl, you don't need no folks. You just sing, honey. And stay on tune. Yeah, but nah. He really helped Jennifer Lopez. I can tell. Her voice, I mean, you know, I ain't saying it's all that, but you know what I'm saying. But it came a long way. No, like from that I'm real. It's way. Oh, she came away, long way. And I enjoyed the whole thing. I enjoyed Jennifer. I enjoyed it. I mean, it was clever. It was cute. It was a little cringy sometimes, but it still was clever and cute. It was so clever and cute enough. And I love that she had all the celebrities in it, like Jane Fonda, Trevor Noah, Kiki Palmer. I forget the other people. It was a lot of people. She had lots of celebrities. Joe, Fat Joe, Hogan. It was so cute. I thought it was cute, okay? Yes, okay. Now, would I watch it a second time? No. But I enjoyed it, okay? Let's see. What else? We got one more story. I thought I... Did I get all y'all stories? Oh, Beyonce. Let's listen to Beyonce. Beyonce's out here talking about she re-recorded Jolene. Dolly Parton accidentally spilled the beans, people are saying today, that Beyonce's recording a country album and Jolene may be on the album and Dolly Parton's excited about it. I can't trust Dolly Parton's thing about Beyonce because she's compromised. She's thinking she's getting ready to get another I will love you, I will always love you paycheck. Dolly, I can't do it. Okay, you trying to get that pay. Child, Dolly, you're not going to buy this, okay? You're not going to buy that Beyonce. Beyonce is not a country singer. Even though I think she'll do Jolene good. She's going to do it in an R&B style with a little bit of country music in the background, okay? Now, because y'all trying to R&B, a lot of y'all done put mixes to this song, Beyonce, This Ain't Texas or whatever, down 16 carriages so y'all can get through the shit. Y'all been putting Maxwell's Fortune in on it. Today I heard Never Too Much, a remix of Never Too Much. I said, ain't this some shit? That ain't country. That's a R&B because y'all don't really like the original song. y'all got an R&B remix it. We all like it. Woohoo! Y'all funny as hell out here. Y'all got the R&B remix the damn song in order for y'all to listen to it. Hey, put that Fortune beat to 16 carriages. Put that Never Too Much beat to This Ain't Text. down. She's all like she's struggling to get through it. It's not like somebody put the words in front of her and she's trying to like read it real quick and get trying to sound a certain. When you really listen to her for real, she be sounding like she's struggling. It's hilarious. I'm talking about your face. Yes, I am. Funny, her funny slanging product ass. Playing country music. How the shampoo doing, Beyonce? Shit. Out here trying to sell me some country ass music. How is the shampoo doing? And the perfume. Y'all buy that $160 bottle of perfume? I ain't heard nobody talk about that perfume. Where that perfume at? Ain't none of y'all talking about that perfume. Y'all ain't no celebrities. Y'all ain't no wrapping no gift boxes. Can't y'all know that perfume? Did y'all get sent some? What's that? What's recent? Y'all get some shampoo? I'm going to see y'all and wrap y'all shampoo. They said the bottles was real little. Somebody said they used two squeezes. It's gone. Y'all funny. It's like $40. Y'all better quit playing and go and use that Melly. What is it, Mel's? You know, trying to buy Beyonce high-ass shampoo. He's trying to sell y'all for $50. Or at least 2 ounces. Y'all funny, I ain't heard nobody talking about it. I only saw a few, some people on YouTube reviewing it. Ooh, y'all funny. Beyonce out here trying to flame this product. I got some hair shampoo. I got some perfume over here. I got some old Adidas. Some of these old Adidas boxes, I didn't even have to deliver. I got, what else I got? I bet it's going to be listed next. I got, what I got? What else you going to see all that crazy ass? I got some, I got this high shampoo. Beyonce, good luck on CL, sweetheart. This ain't Texas. I got this old country album I'm about to try to fool y'all with. Down, down, down. She's funny to me. She's all crazy. She might be MK Ultra. Y'all might be not lying. Beyonce, you will do a country album next. Okay. I'm about to sing Jolene. Let me stop. We're coming to the end of the show. You guys, thank you guys for listening to me and hanging out and listening to me rant and talk-ish, okay? You guys have a wonderful week. Enjoy the rest of your week. I'm going to leave out here with one of my faves, Victoria Monet, Coasting. It's the CC Show. I will see y'all. I should have played This Ain't Texas. I am done.
Hey, boy, I don't want to waste your time, but thinking of you is all up in mind. Tell me, baby, baby, what's your sign? Because you're astronomically fine. And all I do is think of you. Baby, all I do is think of the way. The way I wanna give you this ass, just how you lie. Feel like a Thursday, how I'm throwing it back. I'ma make it go north, south, east, west, coast. Baby, we can go north, south, east, west, coast. Just tell me how you want it, I got it. Who's gon' do it better? Nobody, body. Just let my hips take you on a trip. I swear they don't make them like this.
Think of the way.
My voice, you are listening to the Archive Show. Thank you guys for listening to me like you do every week, no matter what you're doing, whatever's going on. I appreciate y'all so much. I appreciate y'all for being patient with me doing this show whenever that freaking my fuck I feel like. Thank y'all for loving on me and still listening to the man. Okay, I appreciate y'all so much, okay? Remember, you can hit me up on the Carlotta Chatwood Facebook page. You can also hit me up on C. Chatwood Show and Carlotta 72 on Twitter. And on Instagram, it's Carly's _ Galaxy. And TikTok is Keisha Carlotta. And on Threads, I don't know, y'all just going to have to get the link on Threads from Instagram. Okay? All right, so I am out. Y'all have a wonderful, wonderful rest of your week, okay? Enjoy it. I'm out. So we're going to leave out with Fall in Love with Estelle and John Legend. See y'all.